Are you the type of ass pain enthusiast on the go? Do you need a dando with you wherever you are? Well, don't worry. Your friends at Pretty Little Dan Inc., we've got your back. Introducing the iDando. The iDando is not only a top-tier 5G LTE-enabled smartphone, but it's also the premier ass-quaking communications device. It has a wide array of customizable and upgradable apps available for your every fetish. Even when the iDando is firmly seated in your quivering you'll still have full use of phone functionality with the included Browntooth earpiece attachment. Upload your most pleasurable moments with the exclusive Instagrunt app. Perhaps the greatest feature of PLD's latest gadget is the all-new hands-free mode featuring patent-pending Propecia-Niqua technology.
Oh, God.
Say what? Ain't nobody told me about this shit. I ain't going to nobody's ass.
Headed to church? Simply ask Propecia-Niqua to engage discreet mode. That's right, you'll get the full glorious satisfaction without rattling the church pews. Just because the iDando is small and compact doesn't mean it can't pack a punch. With the added rectum richter wrecking vibration mode, you'll feel the power of an earthquake up in your Hershey core. When engaged, the iDando has three separate vibration settings: Irving, California, and Indonesia. Order your iDando now and pay only $599 with a 10-year non-negotiable service contract. Warning: the iDando is not available in Irving, California, Indonesia, Hawaii, Yellowstone Park, or any other location with tectonic or volcanic activity within the past 3 million years. Another fine product of PLD Inc.
PLD is a bunch of shit, ain't it?
That's true.
A lot of edits in it.
Oh, really?
The rectum ricker, whatever that was.
Yeah.
I don't know how many tries it took me to get that one.
Rectum richter. Yeah, I forgot what the rest of it was. That sounded difficult.
And then once you start, when you're recording a spot, once you start blowing it, you're blowing everything. I couldn't even. There's one word I bleeped out that didn't even need to be bleeped. It was a bad edit. I went, well, screw it. I'll just put a bleep in there. It sounds like I cussed.
Okay, that makes sense.
How long do you guys spend writing these?
That one was about 45 minutes, hour almost.
Do you feel accomplished?
That one we did.
I felt it when I was done with it.
I imagine.
Because it took me so long to voice it, then I go, okay, music. Ass, bump, dome. Anybody even recognize the music?
The first couple times I'm focused on...
the words?
Yeah.
What, Alfie?
Fat Bottom Girls?
Yeah.
Nice.
Just dog and fly.
Hey, it works, though. And with that song... it really covers all your bases. It's a song about fat bottom girls, but it's a gay dude singing it. So everybody's covered.
But you're not slamming fat bottom girls.
Mm-mm.
They make the world go round.
That's right, they do. That and, like, the tides because of the moon. Fat bottom girls responsible for rotation.
Burn holes in the ozone layer. Outside farting and shit and stuff.
Can we go through it again?
Yeah.
Seems to be our template. All right. Here we go.
Are you the type of ass pain enthusiast on the go? Do you need a dando with you wherever you are? Well, don't worry. Your friends at Pretty Little Dan Inc., we got your back. Introducing the iDando. The iDando is not only a top-tier 5G LTE-enabled smartphone, but it's also the...
That was another one I had a problem with.
Mm.
Not only a top-tier 5G LTE-enabled smartphone, but it's also the premier ass-quaking communications device. It has a wide array of customizable and upgradable apps available for your every fetish. Even when the iDando is firmly seated in your quivering you'll still have full use of phone functionality with the included brown tooth earpiece attachment. Upload your most pleasurable moments with the exclusive Instagrunt app. Perhaps the greatest feature of PLD's latest gadget is the all-new hands-free mode featuring patent-pending Propecia technology.
Say what? Ain't nobody told me about this. I ain't going to nobody's ass. Come.
Headed to church? Simply ask Propecia to engage discreet mode. That's right. You'll get the full glorious satisfaction without rattling the church pews. Just because the iDando is small and compact doesn't mean it can't pack a punch. With the added rectum Richter wrecking vibration mode, you'll feel the power of an earthquake up in your Hershey core. When engaged, the iDando has three separate vibration settings: Irving, California, and Indonesia. Order your iDando now and pay only $599 with a 10-year non-negotiable service contract. Warning: the iDando is not available in Irving, California, Indonesia, Hawaii, Yellowstone Park, or any other location with tectonic or volcanic activity within the past 3 million years. Another fine product of PLD Inc.
PLD is a bunch of shit eaters.
Thank you. Now, send that off to the Marconis and get me my award.
Just sit here and wait for the trophy.
Irving. I wonder if the quakes, recent quakes in Irving, have affected, should ask Rodney about that, affected property values at all?
Actually, yeah. A good question.
Yeah, because they're still happening. They're just not making the news as much anymore.
Yeah, because everyone's like, ah, earthquake.
Just another quake.
Do you feel it every time?
I've only felt it one time for sure.
And one time woke you up, right? It was that bad.
The one time that I thought I felt an earthquake, I thought it woke me up because the cats were acting weird. And the second time, I was just sitting in on my bed, and everything just started to just shake. It felt like a 747 was directly above my house going over it.
Could it have been? You're in Irving. Got to be a flight. You got to live under a flight pattern somewhere.
Yeah, but if that's a normal flight pattern, it'd be a common occurrence.
Yeah, you're right.
Unless some a-hole decided to do a little flyby.
Yeah, because it felt like, I'm sorry, but didn't sound like.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. That's all I got.
That's it?
I cut up new bumpers and the new iDando.
Ah, new bumpers. What new bumpers?
You want me to play one of them?
I'm curious.
Okay.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show. Get out of my dreams.
Get in the f***ing car!
Oh, no. That takes a special man to go from Billy Ocean to Guar.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, who is that?
Oh, that's Guar. Yeah.
We've played that before.
Mm-hmm. That's part of what Guar does is hey, take a song and make it Guar.
Get in the f***ing car! Get in the f***ing car!
Man, that is a statement you probably hear 7,000 times every Friday night in Texas.
Just like that.
Yeah, so with the same level of intensity and emotion.
I'm walking home. I said get in the car. I can sing with Guar now.
Yeah, you can.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, you can just add to your resume. First Merle, then Guar.
I could only find live versions of Guar doing that.
That's too bad.
I'm going to guess they don't put that stuff out on an album. Maybe if they did it on an album, they'd have to. If you do it in concert, maybe you don't have to pay.
Right.
Yeah.
That's just one song out of your entire set. You're just having a little fun. But yeah, stick on an album, you got to pay somebody. Mm-hmm. Billy Ocean. Just imagine Billy Ocean. I'm suing Guar.
You go ahead and you keep the money. I don't want no residuals from Guar.
No. That really would be blood money.
They are so odd to look at.
Yes.
And I'm not sure, but do they play in like assless chaps or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the nasty part. Because I'm watching the videos, I'm stealing the music.
Uh-huh.
And the lead singer turns around and makes a motion to the band or something. I saw his ass. I went, please be tights. But it's not. They're just, it's ass.
Yeah, just Guar ass.
Just the rest of their costume, totally just overzealous, crazy stuff, and then no ass.
Are they, I'm sure you could say they have a cult following.
Mm-hmm.
Are they even mildly popular with anybody?
Yeah, I would say so, just because of their stage antics and stuff. Yeah.
I would actually put Guar up there as like, if you're a rock or metal fan, that's got to be on your bucket list as far as band to see live mm-hmm. once.
But they don't just do covers.
No, they have original stuff.
Yeah, that's the stuff I don't think I could stand.
That might be a little frightening for most.
Yeah, they have songs about Sarah Palin.
Oh, God.
And, other randoms.
Okay.
Mostly offensive stuff.
Good. All right. And then the other bumpers are just stuff that Chuck and I had recorded together.
Okay.
A while back. What is it?
Get in the car.
I said, get in the f-ing car. I will now add Guar to my repertoire of
yes.
impersonations.
Hey, that's good. Mm-hmm. I've even heard chicks sound like that before. I felt bad for that guy. Whoo. I think that chick might be the new front guy for Guar.
I mean it, baby. Get in the car. I will not. The second one was the chick.
Gotcha.
It's like an overly pissed off Jim Adler.
Yeah, if Jim Adler were to sing Billy Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I just like saying that.
Is Jim Adler karaoke?
Did you want me to look that up?
Hi, Propecian Equa. Sure. Yeah, look that up, please.
I'm not your slave.
I never said you were. I just...
Why you tell me to look it up?
You offered.
I'm busy right now.
What do you mean you're busy? What are you doing? You're my phone.
I'm downloading Guar.
Why are you downloading Guar? I don't need their whole library.
Where are you getting it?
For free?
No.
Why are you spending my money? I thought we talked about this. Quit spending my money.
What? What am I supposed to live on? Huh? I just a phone.
Exactly.
You don't even give me any respect.
You're a phone. I don't know what level of respect you're looking for. Or what do you expect to live on? What do you need?
I need a place to stay.
You do. My pocket and my house.
Yeah, and that's really enjoyable. I like staying in your pants.
Where would you want to stay?
University Park.
Well, so would I, but not all of us can afford that or make it past the city border.
I gotta go. I'm making a phone call to China.
You quit calling. Oh, never mind.
Ding dong dong.
How long before we need a break? Oh, we have 5 minutes. Felt longer. Okay, you got any audio you want to start with? This story with, what's his name? I forget. One of the Cowboys?
Mm-hmm.
Is he in trouble? I don't know if I saw the headline. I don't know if I did anything with it or not. Did I give you the story?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is that a big deal?
It is a big deal, especially if, you know.
Hey, is this a new accusation, or is this?
No, this has been an ongoing thing with him.
So what's the status now?
The status is he was a free agent. The Cowboys signed him to a 1-year deal, and his situation is still following him because the NFL still may take disciplinary action against Greg Hardy under the domestic violence policy, which means they may suspend him for a few games next season.
And he pled guilty, didn't he?
No.
Innocent?
No. Well, actually, yes. He pled not guilty. Now, this is where I didn't have time to look up and study up on North Carolina law, where the altercation took place. There was a trial that was a bench trial, so it was a judge that presided over it, and it happened over a period of one day. And the judge found him guilty, but it's not the same as in – this is where it's weird. He gets an appeal, and on that appeal – the case is dismissed because his accuser, his ex-girlfriend, did not show up. The two of them reached a civil settlement, and she quit cooperating with the prosecutors. So because of that, then the case is dismissed. But the NFL is now suing the North Carolina through an open records request to try to get the evidence in the case to find out if they need to suspend him at all under their policy. That's sort of the
short
version.
I would defer to the judgment of the court as opposed to what the NFL thinks. He was found not guilty.
No, he was found guilty.
Well, but it was appealed, and he was found not guilty.
Right.
Well, then,
and this is what I mean by looking up the North Carolina law thing. Even though he was found guilty in this bench trial, it's not as official as a jury trial. It's almost as if it's like a place between an indictment and a full blown jury trial.
From what I can tell or what I've read, is he presented no defense during that bench trial just to get to that appeal process, at which point he could have an actual jury trial.
Okay, so would you say North Carolina?
Yes.
In that state, it starts with an appearance before the judge? I guess first go around, you don't get a jury?
I guess so.
If it goes into the appellate process, then you get a jury?
Right. It's almost like you get a half trial, then a full one. It's very odd. But
well, obviously, he was indicted by the grand jury, and then it goes to the judge, and then you have the trial with no jury, which
right.
Seems odd.
Exactly. But because apparently no one else understands these laws either around the country, you have media types that are saying, this guy was found guilty of domestic violence. Well, yes, but no. And so here again, you have a situation where there is alleged domestic violence. And you've got people on both sides saying, yeah, this happened. No, this didn't happen. And now, guess what? Where we are, back at the beginning, where no one has any idea what really happened.
Refresh me on this entire thing. This wasn't one that was caught on video or audio or anything. She called and made these allegations.
He called 911, supposedly during the altercation, saying that she's going crazy. She won't leave. I've asked her to leave.
At the same time, her or her girlfriend is calling 911.
Yeah. But I don't think she ever actually called 911. Just he did. There was some.
Then I'm confusing this. Maybe the NFL does have a problem.
Her friend was in the background of a 911 call that he made.
Wasn't there one where the guy is calling and then a chick is calling too and keeps referring to the player, referring to a car he smashed the window in.
Maybe.
Is that a different one?
That was a different cowboy.
Okay. Well, then we do have a problem. Somebody needs to do something.
Okay.
If it gets to the point of you can't keep track of which cowboy or which player's done what where, then maybe it's time to have sensitivity training.
Sensitivity.
Yeah. Well, that's always the answer to everything.
Well, yeah, that's typically what people will go to. If you want, you can get warmed up and you can see what Dale Hansen has to say about it. He went off on the Cowboys on Channel 8, cut number 4. He is not a fan of the signing of the Greg Hardy.
Cowboys will be paying former Carolina defensive end Greg Hardy somewhere between $11 and $13 million next year if he plays every game, and there's a chance he won't. The NFL's Barney Fife will decide that, but when he...
That's a good one.
Yep. Does play. The defense should be better now. Hardy was a Pro Bowl player 2 years ago, had 15 sacks, then doesn't play last year because he beat up his former girlfriend. Oh, yeah, there is that. Just when I begin to think the Cowboys can't possibly sink any lower, they can't fall from grace any more than they have, they find another shovel and dig a few feet deeper. Hardy's only available because Carolina didn't want him anymore, and only two or three other NFL teams did. Funny how so many teams would pass on such a great talent only because he beat up his former girlfriend. But your Cowboys didn't, and so many of you were so happy. I don't care how good he is. I don't care if the Cowboys made a great deal. And I absolutely don't care about the argument so many of you make that what he does off the field just doesn't matter if he can help you win on the field.
Okay, I agree with him on all of this. But he's left out the whole appellate process that whatever his name
is. Greg Hardy.
That he went through.
Right.
And then
it's awfully convenient.
Of his peers.
Yes.
Said, well, no. You know, if his girlfriend refused to cooperate, then I don't even think that it went to trial.
It didn't.
If she doesn't show up, then it's just case dismissed.
That's what happened. Yeah, he takes all that stuff and conveniently casts it aside because it doesn't help his argument or his commentary for TV.
Well, it's still a valid argument. You just have to believe that. I don't know. Were there pictures of the girl? Was there any evidence?
Part of why I'm so drawn to this case is because there are similarities to yours.
Yes.
There were supposedly photos of her, but I haven't seen them, and they don't really show anything that egregious. She accused him of choking her, but I don't think anything that I read, there were any marks around her throat or anything. She had some bruising, but that would be consistent with his testimony as well as hers because he's saying, she's coming at me. I'm trying to get her off of me. So again,
that's a heavy dose of deja vu.
Yes.
Because that was what was going on with Mandy. I had her laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And I was staying away from her. And it was my laptop. I bought it for her to use. And she recorded the argument. She had the recorder going before I even got home. So it's like, still my buttons. I reacted to her pushing them, but I never hit the bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear on the audio, which I tried to get a copy of, even I can't get a copy, of me saying over and over, get off of me, get off of me. I want you to leave.
He said the same stuff. Her side says Greg Hardy fabricated the 911 call or fabricated his story saying that she was attacking him. She's saying he attacked her. But again, I come back to he said, she said. Eventually, case dismissed based on her non-cooperation. To me, this is major. I'm not saying he's innocent, but I sense a serious problem if you allow him to buy you off and you're okay with that. I don't know what the psyche is or anything, but I know that if I want to, you know, make sure my accuser never does this again, I want to make sure he never does it again as opposed to taking a cash payment.
And I'm going to guess the results of the civil trial were...
There was no civil trial.
Well, you said they handed...
They reached a civil agreement.
Okay. And none of that was released?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it depends. If he really did it and you let him buy you off, then that allows him to go unpunished and possibly do it to another woman.
If
he did it.
Right, if he did it. And for me, I'm willing to look at the evidence and make my own, as best I can, informed opinion or decision, even though I'm not in the jury. But when you take a cash payment, your credibility takes a major hit. Unless it's after you get him convicted. Then get your money. But when you take it as walking cash, I'm suspicious of your motives in its entirety.
I deserve the cash. I deserve the Corvette and the ring. But I don't know. I'm always Dale Hansen. He kind of always leads. I lean in the same direction as him. Just common sense.
Common sense, usually, yes. However, he takes a lot of common sense and leaves it outside. And he goes directly to the guts of the situation where he says, Cowboys hired a woman beater. Which is great for headlines. It's great for clickbait. It got him on the Huffington Post.
Hansen.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of the problem, as you well know, with domestic violence anything. If they see your mugshot on TV, if they see a headline somewhere online that says so-and-so arrested for domestic violence, guilty. Must be guilty. They arrested him. Must be guilty. Clearly, this woman is not lying, because no time ever has a woman lied about this.
Yeah, even when I saw the news stories about me, you look at TV and go, he did it. Okay. Break here?
Yes.
Let's go.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:38, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Lowe's. Let's get started off with Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before Northside Drive. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Rosedale Street. This one involves four vehicles. It's probably going to be there for a little while. Let's move into Denton. Let's go northbound I-35 proper, just before University. Road construction there has the right lane backed up. That has traffic backed up back from the 35E-35W split and onto 35E back to McCormick. Also in Denton, northbound I-35E right at Post Oak. Got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out right now. Traffic's backed up back to Swisher Road. Moving to Sunnyvale, westbound Highway 80 right at Lawson Road. Road construction has the right lane shut down. Traffic's completely stopped back to Tinson Road. Only the left lane's getting by right now, about a 45-minute delay through it. Try taking I-20. And finally, in Dallas, eastbound I-30, right at Riverfront, got a stalled-out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back to Hampton Road. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Mattress Firm. Tonight, storms, low of 63. Tomorrow, morning rain and a high of 65. Right now, 70 at 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I got this email. I don't think this the guy copied you on this, Dan. I just reread it. Now, I don't know why I lie about it. It's not that fantastic of a story, but now I don't believe it.
Okay.
You got free food because of the show.
Okay.
Russ, this is a part that I missed when I read it the first time. Longtime listener in Connecticut.
All right.
Wanted to tell you what happened to me this morning. I work overnight security and listen to the .fm downloaded shows. I've been a listener since the mid-90s when I lived in Dallas-Fort Worth. Anyway, at 6 a.m. this morning, I go through a drive-thru for a breakfast sandwich and was listening to the show. I guess it was loud and they could hear it through the ordering window microphone. When I got up to the window person handed me my coffee and sandwich said, compliments of Pretty Little Dan Industries, free. The guy's listener also recognized the show through the ordering window. He said it was a slick leg Roy comment that caught his attention. Best damn sandwich ever had, Eric.
I understand why you don't believe it. And I'm inclined to believe you. But why would someone take the time to send that in just making it up?
Oh.
That's the only thing I'm left with.
Yeah.
Because this story...
I'd have been local and been believable, no big deal.
Yeah, but no, Connecticut?
We've had military people call in and say that a lot of people in the military listen, and they spread out everywhere.
Possibly.
That almost seems too good to be true, though.
What?
In Connecticut, one listener, and then going through the speaker box at the drive-thru, and yeah, that seems...
A perfect storm.
Yeah.
The only reason I wouldn't say too good to be true is because that means we're getting something out of it. We're not getting anything out of it. We're not getting ratings from .fm.
No.
We don't get ratings for any place in Connecticut.
No. We don't get ratings from the video stream.
Which is frozen, by the way.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh. That's my fault. There.
Hey, there we are.
Did they pull up any numbers on 1190 for this last month? The ratings we got?
They did, but I guess 1190 hasn't shown up as a whole in that morning drive day part.
What does that mean?
Meaning from 6A to 10A, we didn't get any numbers from it. We know that people are listening, but...
Well, we got something the first month.
Yes, we did.
Hmm. All right. The rest of the station show up at all?
1190, no.
That's too bad. Does anybody ever listen to it on 1190?
I've done it once.
I'm just wondering if the show's airing the way it should be properly and there aren't any big mistakes. I got an email from a guy said, I guess they if something's running long or short in the automation, the computer fills with something. And it's been filling with, I want to say he said, a Eric Clapton interview from last Thanksgiving.
Really?
Eric Clapton, somebody like that. I don't know why we default to that for a fill.
I wonder if that's just if the computer, if the program is just trying to find any sort of time. Maybe it searches the...
But you know what? If he's listening through iHeart, that's a whole other scenario. If he's listening to 1190 on iHeart,
oh,
I have
that's...
no clue because now you've got two automated systems playing with each other.
Oh, yeah. I got nothing on that.
All right. What other audio you got? I'm done with the Dale Hansen thing.
Okay. Let's see. I've also got... Since
hold on. What do you got on hold, Alfie?
Guy on line two got something for free for listening once.
Okay. Yes, Frederick.
Yes, sir. This happened to me about 10 or 11 years ago. I was a delivery driver around Dallas-Fort Worth, and I was delivering this man's house, and I had your show on. And he came out and handed me a Bible and said that I didn't need to listen to you, I needed to read this.
Did he know who I was?
I'm gonna say yes.
Well, so you got a free Bible. Congratulations.
Well, I tried to get you to autograph it, but you wouldn't do it.
I remember that. I forget where it was, but you came up and asked me, and went, I am not new. Mm-mm.
Yeah, well, I called up, and that's exactly what you said. Oh no, I wasn't gonna autograph it.
Why not sign the Bible?
Who am I, a Gideon?
Well, the Gideons should have. Why would a Gideon autograph the Bible? All they
well,
do is
they,
pass
they,
them out.
They give them away for free. It says provided by the Gideons.
Yeah, so they're already in there.
No, that's on the outside chance I make it to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You down in a sign
of I'm ready to go. They're ready to let me, and they go, hold on a second. Right here. Is that your signature in this Bible?
Nowhere in the Bible does it say not to sign the Bible.
Why? Would,
I just want to point that out.
What purpose would it serve of me autographing a Bible?
Why was it a bad thing?
Because it's the Bible.
Who's? No one ever said that you couldn't sign the Bible. And the Bible's full of lots of laws and rules and general guidelines for living, including don't eat shellfish or bacon. Yet we all kind of put that aside and do it anyway, most of us. It doesn't say anything in there about saying you will not sign this book / manuscript.
There are just boundaries that I have. I don't go outside with foil and scream, gee damn it, during a thunderstorm.
Fair. You, however, will get on your house and do things to test God.
I also thank him, though. If I'm looking for something, I can't find it. All of a sudden, I find it.
And you say, thank God.
No, I say, thank you, Lord.
Okay, that is more meaningful.
Just trying to balance out all the other dams.
It makes sense. Because between you and me, whew,
I wonder why that's our go-to phrase when you F something up, you hit your hand with something, you fall off something, you fall into something, you set yourself on fire. Why is it always your default? Is damn it.
I don't know. But for me, my loophole, if I should get to the gate, is, hey, mine has a comma.
Where's the comma?
After God.
Oh.
That way it's more like, I'm not saying anything bad. I'm just saying, hey, God, would you damn this, please? My egg whites fell over in a car. God.
Yeah.
My car queso dumped over.
Yeah, he'll buy that.
Maybe that's how all of this started, because it really is Pavlovian. When something bad happens, you always go, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a simple request, like a short prayer.
Yes, I'm praying.
I still don't feel comfortable saying it on the air.
I'm with you. I'm not, no. But that is my out.
To me, I find that more offensive on the radio than the F word.
I can see that.
Or the S word. I mean, we use those so much in daily conversation, you don't even hear it anymore. And Chloe.
Oh.
Oh. Really?
Mm-hmm.
You should listen to him just talking back and forth with Alfie.
Oh.
S. He can't get the S word out of his mouth enough. Mm-hmm. And who knows how many times he says it when he's actually talking about taking a shit.
I know. I can't tell you how many times I've passed by their area to get my lunch or something, and it's just profanity laced cubicle, just wow.
Well, you actually cussed today.
Who?
We were saying something to Dan, I'm sorry, and you were like, you guys some sick
MFs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because my one MF for the whole day really going to trump the 40 you guys had.
Yeah, you and Alfie are just not only nasty, you're loud. Sounds like you just got into port.
That's exactly what it is. Back from overseas. Hey!
What's up?
Who we gonna f*** tonight? Well, damn it. I'm surprised nobody's complained, especially who's it sits next to you guys.
Alicia.
Yeah.
And Scafidi.
Has he ever said anything? Because I asked Alicia one day, I went, does any of this bother you? She goes, f*** them.
Yeah.
Right.
It also helps that they're just sitting next to a fellow sailor.
Yes, Scafidi, I think I've heard him talk twice. Period.
I think he's usually a headphone dweller.
Yeah.
Cube dweller.
But there I really don't know how this has gone. Nobody's ever said anything. Because Chloe and Alfie are as loud without exaggeration as a bunch of women in a salon sitting underneath the dryers.
As loud as we are, though, we're not as bad as the other half of the building.
Okay, well, you guys are out there all the time.
I work
in a soundproof studio, so I don't hear anything.
I'm in the middle of both halves of our floor.
Okay. Alfie and Chloe are about equidistant between from your left to all the promo kids over on your right.
Yes. Alfie is somewhat correct. However, it's just Alfie and Chloe on that side. On the other side, it's like 15 people. And they don't swear nearly as much as Alfie and Chloe. Decibel-wise, there could be a good battle.
It would make me uncomfortable. And I like to swear.
Mm-hmm. I think you and I have both told Alfie and Chloe, hey, maybe on occasion just...
Are the two of you going deaf? You're like two old men just sitting swearing back and forth each other in the balcony. And because their desks, their chairs, the backs face each other,
mm-hmm.
Alfie's desk looks away from Chloe's. So they turn around to talk. And if anybody happens to walk in between them through that cubicle area, all of a sudden they're like a couple of junkyard dogs. Hey, what the? You do it. You see us in our this our area.
All right, I'm actually kind of with them on that. I don't understand
they're cubicle areas. Those pathways are there for a reason.
They're there for if someone needs wheelchair access. That's why it's there. It's an OSHA thing. They have to have that gap. Otherwise, anyone that wants to go around that area can do so easily. However, people choose to cut right through their area because I guess they think it's more convenient for them.
Well, there's a door that if the at the very end, I know this is hard to visualize. Just trust me. There's a door near their desk.
Yeah.
That leads into the lobby area. That sometimes, I guess it's quicker to walk between Chloe and Alfie and go in that door that goes to the lobby area.
It's not, though. It seems like it is. Because there's
all I know is they get real pissy about it. We're going to put up a fence. Put up an electric fence. Oh. Or just have something that drops from the ceiling on their f-ing heads.
If you think about it, though, it makes sense. Because when the two of them are riding a new Dando spot, they're not separated. They're together. And like Chloe may be looking over Alfie's shoulder, vice versa. And then someone wants to cut right in between them. And then now Chloe has to adjust where he is so someone can walk past them.
When they I think it's just if they, when anybody walks into that their personal space at all, whether they're talking to each other or not. Because I've walked over there before and they're going, mother I went, all right, what happened? That promotional kid walked between our desks.
Just like right here.
Did he pick anything up? No, he walked right there where you're standing. And did he interrupt anybody? No, he was going to the lobby. All right, so what's the problem? Well, he's a mother.
Yeah, right through our obstacle course we set up.
Yeah, yeah. Yesterday they had it was like a mini version of Wipeout.
I don't get it.
The ABC show Wipeout you used to watch, where they knock people off the platforms.
They
and
just
stuff.
Put obstacles up,
mm-hmm.
just to be dicks.
Yes, yeah. There was a couple of chairs, some bubble wrap, some plasticware. I was standing at one end at one point. And then they had another office chair at another end as well.
Why are you guys such dicks? And this is me calling you a dick.
It's not that. Other people are being it. You sit there and watch these people walk through.
I'm the HDIC, and if I call you a dick, you a dick.
See, even Dan agrees because he's seen it.
I have. I'm kind of with them. I would not walk through someone's workspace.
I probably wouldn't do it either, but I can see how it would be convenient to walk between their desks. Straight to that door that leads to the office lobby area.
This, I'm going to see if this will bring you over to our side.
There is no, you got to get worried about or mad about something bigger than somebody just walking through. How often does it happen? Especially when you got the two chihuahuas that yap at them every time somebody walks through.
Multiple times a day. They walk through that area because it's the lazy man's route to get through that door you're talking about. They could easily go around it and not disturb Alfie and Chloe's workspace, but instead, they do that.
Then put up a wall.
Technically, they can't. OSHA.
Well, if there are alternative routes, then you can put up a wall.
We've tried.
And somebody said something?
Yeah. We had a big filing cabinet there.
That blocked the walkway.
And I think a day or two later, the filing cabinet disappeared, and we got the excuse, oh, OSHA standards. If somebody comes in and inspects, we'll be screwed.
My thing is just, I would not walk through someone's work area.
All right, well, then we've got different perspectives on this.
Hey, we've timed it. It's only a half a second more to go the other way around.
You were petty enough to time and see how long it took to get to that door by not bothering you two.
Yes. You're damn right.
You should be proud, Russ.
If these were my kids, uh-huh. and this was a direct result of their upbringing through my parental skills.
Mm-hmm, which it kind of is.
It's not.
We learned it from you.
Yeah, exactly. Swear to God. I was like,
you didn't learn any of that from me.
This is something that Russ would
And if I found out you did that, you were my kids, CDC and the CFE, somebody would already taken you away from me.
CPS.
Yeah. All of them. What?
The CFE?
I don't know. I would beat their ass if they were my kids. Okay, language you probably got from me.
Probably.
But being dicky because somebody walked in your cubicle area?
We just don't want it to be a distraction, and we don't want it to be a productivity killer.
It's a productivity killer because you let it. If you ignored them, then it wouldn't be a problem. But you let it break your concentration, and all of a sudden, the two of you got a bitch for 45 minutes about it. And then plan. What are we going to do? Let's throw out road spikes.
So you've heard them discuss.
I would be shocked if they didn't throw out road spikes for somebody in a wheelchair trying to go through that area.
Are we going to break to the Russ Martin Show?
406. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coys and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Lowe's. Let's start up in Dallas, eastbound I-30, right at Riverfront. Got a stalled 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic there still backed up back from Hampton Road. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635 at the tollway, got an accident blocking the center lane. Traffic's backed up back from 35. Into that northbound I-35E at Post Oak, that earlier stalled vehicle there is now gone. Traffic still backed up back from Swisher. Also in Denton, northbound 35, right at University. Road construction has the right lane shut down. Traffic's backed up back from the 35E, 35W split. Finally in Fort Worth, northbound 35W just before Northside Drive. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's completely stopped back from Allen Avenue. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coyne, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Storms tonight, 63 for an overnight low. Tomorrow morning rain and a high of 65. Right now, 73. The 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
So it just happened again during this last commercial break. You and Alfie went out to your desks?
Yeah. And Alfie just goes, see the F.
One of the promotions kids walked between the desk and Alfie just screams out, f***ing see?
Yeah.
I waited until they walked around the corner.
Yeah, he didn't do it right in front of her, but.
Now, during the show, when you guys aren't there, I'm not with you. It makes sense for them to walk through it. I see it as if you're there, it's your workspace, I would stay away from them. But if you're not there, it's a walkway.
It's a walkway regardless.
Technically, it's a walkway, but to me, it's somebody's workspace.
It's just rude. It's rude. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's a walkway, but there's plenty of places you can walk without being rude.
All right, let me ask you. Have you ever had an incident? Could they walk through there even if you guys weren't talking to each other?
Yes, they can walk through there even if the two of them are there.
Yeah.
I said if they're not talking to each other.
Okay, then I don't know what you mean.
Because you know how you can sit at a desk but not be talking to somebody.
Which is what I just said. Even if they're sitting there, you can walk through it.
And they'll have a fit. Back out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If you guys aren't talking to each other and somebody walks through, your backs are... Back to back, somebody walks through, you're still going to have a problem.
You know what?
You're still going to have a problem.
Alpha, yes, me, no. But.
So you guys are even divided on this?
Yeah.
I just don't want it to become a habit.
It already is a habit.
They need to kill that habit.
Well, the reason.
And if they don't kill that habit, I'll kill it for them.
Yeah.
Next time a chain net drops down on you, you think again.
The reason I ask. Is if somebody's talking in the hall and, you know, they're standing on each side of the hall and I have to walk down the hall,
mm-hmm.
I'll actually scrunch down so I don't block their face because I feel that's rude.
Yeah.
So I get what Chloe's talking about.
But you're considerate. You're a considerate man and everyone else that walks through there, inconsiderate.
Would you feel happier if they hunched down as they went through your space?
I would because that way it's at least... them respecting and understanding that, hey, this is a work environment and they're intruding upon it.
And occasionally I know it's an accident, but if they didn't walk through, it wouldn't be they wouldn't actually bump into us. Brush into the chair.
And that's it. When somebody brushes into your chair, it's on. I've totally, all right, that's it. I can't concentrate anymore. Not with all this bumping and grinding and bullshit going on. All this chair tripping. Get off me.
Chloe is ADD confirmed, and I'm probably ADD as well. So that sort of thing does affect us.
Anything's going to affect you if you've got ADD.
Well, the less stimulants, the better. As far as like other things interacting.
Then ask for a cubicle someplace else. Get one in the parking garage.
We wanted to have first dibs, but for some reason, when we moved back down to the third floor after renovations.
Somebody beat you on desk you want.
Exactly.
Yeah, because they wanted to be back in the corner where the only thing behind them was windows.
There's that great big section in engineering where they're storing all the old computers. Great big area you guys could have. You know, Lewis would give it to you. That way all the noise could be on one side of the building because you'd be next to promotions.
Oh, Lord. Alfie wouldn't be able to handle that.
Does promotions bother Alfie, too?
Yeah, that's one thing. That's one thing where we're divided on that. It's like
it's almost like I got to put you guys in a pen. And I don't mean play pen.
Like what kind of pen?
Like for animals.
Like for
and
veal.
If people want to come by and you know, pay $2 and pet you two,
like a paddock.
Yes, like a little Jurassic Park paddock.
I'm thinking more like a petting zoo. It's really just to watch the two of you back and forth giggling. But, you know, rolling the chairs back and forth. Look getting at the, pissed off because somebody came through your playground. And then they have a fit again.
F and C! Okay, I just started laughing then because I don't know if Alfie was kidding or not, but it didn't sound like it.
All right, shut up. What do you got on hold, Alfie?
Those are people calling about people in other states that listen, and the lady on line four is telling you it's cool to sign a Bible.
It is not. Yes.
Oh. I'm still here.
One of my children. Yes, Monique.
Hello, sir. How are you today?
Dandy.
I just want to say you're not going to go to hell if you sign a Bible, honey.
How do you know that?
Well, because I've had Bibles signed that were given to me by my grandmother. I've had ones given to me by a dearest friend's father. It said, this book will keep you from evil, and evil will keep you from this book. Love, Daddy James. And he signed it. And I know he's in heaven.
How do you know?
Because he was awesome. He was an awesome Baptist, straight Baptist man.
So you got no proof that signing the Bible's not going to send me to hell? Signing it, not signing it.
This man was a great man. I know he's in heaven. He couldn't have gone anywhere else.
Okay.
And he signed my Bible for me, and I've been blessed ever since.
It won't really bother you if I don't start signing Bibles immediately, would it?
It won't bother me any, but I think if someone were to ask you, it wouldn't put you in any more damnation than you think you already are.
Thank you for qualifying that statement. Why? I know people sign Bibles all the time. They ain't go to hell. Where are they? Well, they're dead. First of all, not a good sign.
It could just be coincidence. But you don't have...
I'd like to know how long they died after signing that Bible.
All right, I get that. However, the guy could have just been old. Uh-huh. She said it was like, what, Daddy James? So he might just... It's just been his time.
I'm old enough to be called Daddy Russ.
So?
Okay.
But you said she doesn't have any proof that the guy signed the Bible went to heaven. You don't have proof that someone signs the Bible goes to hell.
I'm going to have some actuarial charts to actually see when they signed that Bible and when they died. Because I would say if it happened within 6 months, that you, God, did out.
So all the other atrocities in the world, God said, you signed a Bible, I will squash you.
I don't know. I haven't done any research. I know I'm not signing a Bible.
Yeah, it's just weird. You're not the author.
Now, I would put a note on a Bible if it were a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here, take this. It's funny reading. But I would make sure there's a post-it note so it could fall off later.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't show up in heaven one day.
on your heavenly rap sheet. So, you thought you'd be funny. You signed the Bible, Elvis.
Let's...
And no one knows but me.
And then Elvis pops around.
Yeah. Hey, man.
That's not cool.
He signed my name. Hey, mother, you signed my name? You signed Elvis? Or you signed E? Yeah, did you write TCB?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's ID thing.
Elvis, you're dead. I don't think it should be that big of a deal.
Man, I'm calling the law.
He opened up credit cards in my name.
It's there things I'm not. No.
You have your standards.
Would you feel comfortable autographing Signing a Bible?
No.
Okay. Then don't push me into it.
I'm working here.
You already hellbound and down. What's the big deal? Sign it. Sign the damn Bible and shut up.
Really? You wrote Best Fishes. Russ Steve Martin. What a dick.
Look, you drew a little fishing pole. A little fish on the end of it.
Okay. Let's see, we have time. Got another email. What'd I do with it? This is probably the nicest F-off email I've gotten.
Okay.
Hello, Russ, Mr. Dando, Chloe, and Alfie. My name is Angel, pronounced Angel.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a chick, just a Mexican, and I don't know why I'm reading it with this accent, but it seems...
stereotypical?
Appropriate.
Okay. racist. Sorry.
Well, I think he said, I emailed him back. I thanked him for the email. I said, you know, I asked how long you've been here. I forget. I think he said 7-8 years, but he came from some, I think, Chico, Mexico, something
okay.
like that.
Okay.
My guess is, if he's an adult, he probably has a slight accent.
All right, then.
Well, we're in Texas. We have accents.
Yes, we do.
It's not racist.
No, I know.
It's just a generality.
Stereotype. It's just a form of racism.
It's not bad.
Maybe a touch of xenophobia.
What has that chick got to do with it? Talking about the warrior?
No.
Oh. I like accents. I have patterned my speech after Danny Trejo. And I also use his skin products on my face. Which I believe is probably some lava soap and an ice pick. I believe that's the way he cleans his skin.
Mm-hmm. He really takes exfoliating to a new level.
Shards of broken glass.
This makes you look younger. The skin that's still exposed makes you look younger. The rest of it looks like the moon.
Looks like he exfoliated with a yard weasel.
Did somebody run that? Why did you use a yard weasel? Oh, I get it. So it don't get your nose.
All right, so somebody on two trying to convince me to sign the Bible?
Yeah, it's a pastor.
Yes, Troy. Father.
Yes, you can just call me Troy. I'm a local pastor here in DFW. And
Have you called the show before?
I have not.
Okay. We've had several pastors call.
Yeah, we're big among clergy for some reason.
What? Dude, I love it. Jed Cloud's my best friend's dad, so I laugh every time y'all say something about him.
He's a big, he's a big fat idiot.
Oh, God.
I love him. Seriously, I'm closer to him than I am my brother, but he's just a big tard. I know he's a plain old police officer, but anybody that screams at somebody else, you drank all my queso!
But, man, I just want to let you know, dude, it's in my eyes and a lot of other people's eyes, it's a book, you know? Just sign and do what you want with it.
All right, but yeah, it's still in the final analysis. You can argue a bunch of different things of, you know, is there God, is there not a God? There is a Bible. There is a book. Mm-hmm. Is it really the Word of God? I don't know. But I'm not a real big gambler, and I'm not signing it. You know, thanks for rocking with the Eagle. it's not gonna happen. How long have you been listening to the show?
Oh God, since I found out y'all came back on the air, the day that y'all came back on, and then since.
And you find nothing offensive religiously?
I mean, there's a couple times where I've gone, ooh, I don't know if I can laugh at that. But I'm the person, I think, if you can laugh at anything, you should be able to laugh at all things. And honestly, some of the funniest things that I've ever heard are like your sermon rants, man. God, I cry laughing at those things.
Does it inspire you, Troy? Make you wish you could do them like that?
Man, honestly, sometimes, yeah, I think you can preach better than some of us.
That's very kind of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, next time.
I will do. I say this is from Russ.
Yeah. Yeah. Right in the back of Jed's big fat head.
Oh, Jesus.
Thanks, Pastor, Father, whatever.
You know, actually, seeing having a pastor call him reminded me, you two are a reverend, so it's not like it'd be completely.
I have no theological training. I'm a reverend. I was ordained by the Universal Life Church in Modesto, California.
Right, but what type? I've never been to I've never been to theology school. I don't know. However, have you read the Bible?
No.
Have you read portions of it?
I've looked at it.
Close enough for me.
No. Unless you get a really nice version, but there are no pictures.
No. And you've taken Christianity and really just religion in general, and you've reduced it down to its core, which really is what you believe.
Is just don't f*** people around.
And what's more godly than that? You don't need to read a book with millions of words that all basically go back to that. At least half of it does anyway.
Maybe part of the reason the Bible was just to be scary.
That's the first half.
Make it hard to understand. It's like, you know, the IRS tax code. Mm-hmm. We can't understand that. That's why a lot of people either don't do their taxes themselves, or they just do the 1040 EZ because they're afraid of the IRS because they don't understand everything in the tax code.
Right.
Even tax experts have to do continuing education courses. Even the IRS has admitted we don't understand all of it.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just like you got this big, thick book with a bunch of threats and stuff that you can't understand. It's like, all right, I'm going to take the Ten Commandments because those are the easiest. And I'm going to pick my faves, and we're going with that. I will not steal from an individual.
Or group, company.
If it's a free condiment that's left sitting out in the open.
Like a box of
toilet paper.
Yeah.
Which is not a condiment.
Well, I was originally going to say the Sweet and Low, because that's what I take. But yeah, also the toilet paper and the paper towels that you take.
Who do you steal Sweet and Low from?
Oh, iHeart.
And you give me grief about taking packets off a table at Abuelo's?
You're damn right.
Why?
Just for irony's sake.
I don't steal from my company. And I pay for food at Abuelo's, so I'm not really stealing. It's on the table. Doesn't mean I got to use it right there. We're not going to have this argument. But really, anything that's available to the masses, either here at the station or out in public, I never use a bathroom up here. And we've been here for almost 5 years now.
That's amazing.
I'm sure I've accumulated at least a case of toilet paper that I've stolen.
Yes.
Because I never pookie up here, so I never use toilet paper. Plus, if I did, I wouldn't use theirs anyway. Because you got to quadruple roll it just to even keep grunt off your hands.
Yeah, to get a workable bunch, you got to pretty much roll that thing out the door down the hallway.
Not only is it really thin, it's slick. Like a wiping with the wax paper.
ew. Buttered wax paper.
That's been hit with WD-40. It's like you probably did more damage wiping your ass with a toilet paper than had you just gotten up off of the commode and walked away from it.
And run a mile.
Yeah. I'll walk it off.
I'd do better if I just shake it. It actually probably would do better to torque in the bathroom than use the toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
That would get more of the excess.
Torque dry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd rather. It's almost useless. And I don't know why they buy cheap toilet paper, and I don't know why we wasted a segment on this, but cheap toilet paper when you got to use extra just to be able to clean yourself up. Because I've used cheap toilet paper, not up here, because I don't crap up here.
No, you don't. And again, for a 5-year period, how you've been able to avoid that, I don't know.
I think I had to when we're doing mornings one time.
Okay.
And
it was like during the show, and you just didn't have a choice. Your body was saying it's going
to
happen.
I can't remember. I just know we're on the third floor. I went down to the second floor. Since we're doing mornings, sales wasn't in yet. So I knew I could go in there and bombast the commode and be as loud as I want to.
In privacy.
And not worry about somebody opening the door, because I don't like anybody hearing me go grunt. I don't care if we're married. I don't care if we're in the army.
That's another reason why I couldn't do the military. There's no way I could be an open pooper.
Hmm. You mean just doing it in front of everybody?
Yeah. Because I always...
Well, it's not bad enough you're doing it in front of everybody. You're also getting shot at. Who likes to get shot at when you're taking a shit?
That's my time. That's my moment of zen.
Can't even.
Yeah. Could you please? Just what? Just two things. Don't shoot at me while I'm taking a shit. And don't walk between the cubicles.
All right, we got a break. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:35, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's get started off in Dallas. Northbound 75 right at Knox. Henderson got a stalled vehicle blocking the center lane. Traffic's backed up back from Woodall Rogers. Also in Dallas, northbound on the tollway right at Northwest Highway. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Lemon Avenue. In the Denton, northbound I-35 just before University Road. Construction has the right lane shut down. Traffic's backed up back from the 35E-35W split. Finally in Fort Worth, northbound 35W just before Northside Drive. There's an accident blocking the two left lanes there. Traffic is completely stopped back from Allen Avenue. Over the skies of North Texas, I am Alfie Coy and 97.1 The Eagles, Black Thunder.
You okay?
First of all, Alfie's learning how to pad. And I like right before you do weather, you go look out the window just so you know it's current and accurate.
That's right. As a North Texan, that's how we roll. Eagle Weather is brought to you by Kroger and the blinds in the studio behind me. Storms tonight, 63 for a low. Tomorrow, morning rain and a high of 65. Right now, the sun is out, but there are still clouds across this great land. 73 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
I am Luke Bryan. Hi. I once gave Roy Clark a plate job on a Roy Clark plate.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Alfie, would you get Rodney Anderson back on the phone?
Certainly.
Thank you. Okay. What were you laughing about during the break? We're talking about closed food. What is it you're eating?
Oh, yeah.
Some kind of Southwest chicken?
Southwest flavored chicken stuff.
Where'd you get it? Because it smells like skunk flatulence.
Aldi.
Car dealership?
No. grocery store.
Oh. You got the seasoning there or the chicken there?
It's, I don't know, it came prepackaged seasoning.
Was it was chicken. Meat and the chicken together? Or the chicken and the spices?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So it came that way.
And then he's also got salsa on top of it.
He started eating the studio, and I went, did Danny Trejo fart?
See, I thought I smelled something too, but I just thought it was my marker.
No, there are too many odors in here. It's
it gets weird.
First of all, most of them have to be carcinogenic.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny when you know what the smell is. Oh, it's food. It doesn't stink.
Yeah.
But at first, it smells like a skunk flatulence.
Yeah. Kind of like when I make egg whites. It's like, to me, it's egg whites. It's food, and it's just there. But then someone walks in, and just like, whoo, what is that? Egg whites. Whoa,
they stink?
Okay. Sometimes.
I don't know that. Why would egg whites stink and not just the whole egg when you fry them?
Well, in this case, it's usually when I microwave them.
Oh. I'm glad we do show prep every day. I'd have the pre-show meetings. Okay.
Yeah.
At 4:39, we'll talk about microwaving egg whites.
Yeah, they'll never see it coming.
Okay. Is that Rodney?
That's Rodney.
Okay. Hey, boss.
Hey, man.
Do you know, with the earthquakes and Irving over the last couple of years, whatever, has that affected home values?
Yeah, you know what? We're starting to see where people, some of these areas and all that, I think you're going to start seeing it affecting some of the home values.
But there's no way to really tell since we haven't totally recovered from the recession?
Yeah, I mean, some of the areas in there are selling a little bit less, but as they continue to, continue to have more and more of these, people are going to look at those areas.
But obviously, Irving is not on a major fault line.
No.
It's not like the San Andreas fault.
Right.
But so probably the most you'll get is what we've seen recently, or tremors. I guess at the most, but there's still going to be people going, yeah, first of all, that scares me. And Even if I do buy a house in Irving, what's going to happen to the property values if the earthquakes continue or the tremor, whatever?
Right.
I was curious. We were talking about it off the air. I went, well, actually on the air yesterday, I said, that's going to be a Rodney Anderson question. He'd probably know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? More and more people are trying to take insurance and earthquake insurance and all that out for their homes. So we're starting to see that become more of a question. In fact, one of the news organizations did a story a week or two ago about it. But I guess it was when I was living in Irving, there was no fracking going on. So
I don't know which part of Irving this is going on. I lived in Las Colinas late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And never any issue. This just seems to be something over the past couple of years.
You know what? Honestly, I think it has to, personally, me just saying what I think. I think it has to do with all the through the natural gas fracking, the problems that they had. You know, all you did is you drove down toward DFW Airport, that whole area. All you had was all those units and the drilling and all that. And I think there's a lot of underground issues that were there, and nobody just wants to come out and admit it. That's my personal feeling.
Well, and you've got, obviously, there are arguments on both sides, or mm-hmm. that there wouldn't be arguments. You have to have two sides. But if there's a fault line, I mean, can you really do damage to the earth and affect a fault line just by sticking a hole in it?
Well, let me tell you this, though, Russ. There is a lot of foundation issues that this has been facts and all that all the way down. There's parts of Irving that the soil is very, very tender. A lot of these places, a lot of these slabs, they got to be pier and beams foundations.
I never understand the difference. Pier and beam as opposed to what's the other one?
Regular slab, I guess. I don't know.
Slab. Slab yeah. is better.
No. Pier and beam's more solid.
Well, I mean, but a slab means the ground's already flat.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I don't know what I got.
I don't know enough about the foundation. But here's what I can tell you. There has been foundation issues, and realtors will tell you and all that. There have been foundation issues all the way down through their area. There is an area of mesquite trees, and you'll say, what the hell has this got to do? That go all the way down from west Plano, all the way down through Carrollton, where there's been foundation issues, all the way out to some of the parts of Irving and all that. That has always been really tough areas and all that. I'll give you some.
What are the mesquite trees? Why is that?
It has to do with the soil, something within the soil there where it's something that soil is more tender than other places. I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
But
is
here's,
it? Oh, yeah.
How do you know?
Because I just got a house in Carrollton area, North Dallas, and it is some squishy-ass land.
I wish I lived on some squishy-ass land. You tried planting trees or bushes or whatever, my place.
You wouldn't want it because the dogs go outside after all the snow and rain we've had, and it's like their potty land is a swamp.
I would like a happy medium, you know, as opposed to having to take a jackhammer to the dirt.
some of these areas in Irving, I'm not kidding you, some of these areas, Cottonwood Valley, some of the expensive areas in Irving, I mean, you got to have the pier and beam foundations, but then you've still had settling issues and all that and other foundation issues. So it's been a major problem. I don't think it has to do with just the whole fracking thing, but I think it's a major part to some of this potentially.
Well, there had to be a catalyst. We'd never heard of earthquakes in my life, 54 years, of earthquakes in Texas. And then all of a sudden, now they're happening in Irving. And did people, you know, go the route of, well, what's the common denominator? Oh, well, you got fracking and earthquakes in areas.
Yeah.
So it's got to be that. Well,
but then you have the gas company saying, no, 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 not us, not us.
We didn't do it. We filled that hole back up with water, sand, or silly putty.
Yeah.
We pissed. All right. Thanks, Rodney.
Thanks,
man.
So what about that massive big explosion whenever they tore down Texas Stadium? You think that couldn't shake the ground up a little bit? And that's where all the earthquakes
are emanating
from?
You're talking about going from the mantle of the earth to the core. And I don't know how deep the plates are. We're far, but I'm surprised I know that the mantle is the thin part.
I'm good on you. Good
you're,
job.
You're shocked as well.
I don't. If so, had someone asked me, I don't think I could have answered it. It's been so long.
Why are you guys always shocked when I'm smart about something?
Because you always you keep the bar low.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Still employed?
Show up tomorrow. finished today.
No, not after the doing the show one day by myself with Chloe. No, that was my what's the place between Earth and Hell?
Purgatory.
That's the place. That's the one that got me.
I got you. Now, I don't think them imploding Texas Stadium had anything to do with this, because if that were true, then other buildings that have had to be demolished in Fort Worth, Dallas, and points in between, we would have noticed this long before now, I would think.
And again, I don't know how far down the actual plates are.
I think most of the plates are they're more surface, that's why.
Are they closer to the mantle?
I think so, yeah. Because if they were below much far down there, then
you wouldn't really feel it.
No.
Alfie, you know anything about this?
Yeah, the tectonic plates are just part of the Earth's crust.
So it's part of the mantle.
Mantle's
below the crust.
Mantle's full of magma. That's below the crust.
Those little things that eat meat after it's been dead for a couple of weeks?
those are maggots.
Would you call me? What does that mean? You think I'm from Kansas City? Dance around like a bunch of Kansas City maggots. Look, we found a way around using the word.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You maggoty ass maggot.
that's some fancy footwork.
Okay, the crust, the earth, the outside, the thin layer shell, the candy coating is called a what?
Crust.
Crust. And then the mantle.
Mantle's in between, and the very center is iron core.
Yeah.
At the center of the earth?
Center of the earth.
Okay.
The lithosphere, which is the rigid outermost shell of a planet. On Earth, it's the crust and the upper mantle.
Okay.
Is broken into tectonic plates.
So part of the crust and the upper mantle.
Yes. The upper mantle.
Part of the plates.
Yes, that's where the tectonic plates are located.
So, in essence, if it was a bad enough gap in the plates, you could actually see it with your eyes.
Yes, and you could fall into the center of the Earth. Which is basically the plot of The Rock's new movie, San Andreas.
Okay. So he falls in the middle of the earth?
I don't think he falls into it. He's just a rescuer, but California finally has the
big one. Well, how could you go to the
one.
Middle of the earth? I mean,
probably couldn't actually go
to the
middle
of the earth. What are you going to wear? Well, it's probably going to be hot.
Yeah, it could be hot. Just dress like a hobbit.
The Mariana Trench is sort of one of those things where you can kind of...
I dated her. That's how she got the nickname. Because she slept with everybody.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, you taking out Mariana this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can get you some trench.
Alfie, is that where the monsters from Pacific Rim come out of?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's why we wore three condoms. Good showing.
There was so much going on just now.
We got Kansas City maggots and the Mariana Trench, because she's a whore.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what about Mariana's Trench?
The Mariana Trench is one of those places where there are two tectonic plates that meet there. And
what do they do? The smoke, play bingo?
No. The
strip poker?
Bitch just... about people walking between their plates?
Yeah, they hate that.
Hey, work in here.
Mm-hmm.
Creating friction. Sorry. So you got the place where the two plates meet.
You can see the big giant dip in the crust.
That's big stupid guy. Oh, nope. I'm trying to make this as painful as possible.
Keep it up.
Nope.
You're doing good.
What are you? I'm dipping the crust. Hope you don't. Gotta go. Racing a rabbit. By the way, I found out today from Kibler, Bob Pittman is flying from New York to here to meet me, instead of vice versa.
Really?
So, I think something bad's happening.
When's that happening?
She didn't say. She's checking schedules. Kibler said she wanted to make sure I was here. I went, why do I need to be here?
Well, for him
yeah,
to
she goes,
you.
Well, it's going to be in April. I went, well, I'm not going to be going anywhere unless you know something. She goes, well, he wants to do it in April. So my guess is he is probably going to go to a plastic surgeon, have a third leg attached, come down to Dallas, and stick all 3 feet up my ass. That's my guess.
I don't think that's the case.
After today, that's what I would do.
No.
I would grow an extra leg or a foot. Mm-hmm. Can't come to Dallas and shove all 3 of them in my ass. That's for effing up my radio station. Talking like a fool. Having iHeart associated with you and your idiot friends.
I think if it was...
Now take your 4 whole fried chickens and your dry white toast and you forget about taking Mac and Tart Murphy. Get out of my damn station. You better think.
I think if it was that dire, I think he would make it a point to come sooner.
Maybe he's not a premature ejaculator.
You know what? That might do it.
Get us fired?
Yeah.
Damn it, man. I'm trying my hardest.
You really seem to be.
Okay. Did we answer the... Did you finish the story about the tectonic plates?
I think so.
Okay. How many are there? 6? 8?
There's a lot more.
How many sticks?
There's...
Are they spinning?
No, they're not spinning plates. I don't know the exact number, but there's dozens.
Let's see.
Around the planet?
Around the planet.
You got 1, 2. You want the names?
Of the plates?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I need you to run back and forward, left and right. I'm sorry. This is good. Yeah, go ahead.
No. Eurasian plate, North American plate, Caribbean plate, Filipino
My
plate.
My Asian plate?
No, Eurasian, like Europe. Europe, Asia.
Oh. Thought possibly I had one.
No, you're not that cool. Australian plate.
Man, this is like a really bad morning show in a small market. Oh, my Asian plate, huh? Huh? Somebody drop a spoon and hit a jingle.
Someone hit the punchline bell.
That way the listeners know. See, that's why we have that bell when we hit a punchline, is they'll know it's supposed to be funny and they learn to laugh.
Mm-hmm. Condition.
Yeah, we learned that from Pavlov.
That's right. Did the same thing to my dog, except he just pooped on the carpet.
He don't seem to get it. Maybe that's the way dogs laugh. They just Maybe they laugh out their holes. I'd like to say for the record, This is the most inane show we've had, I think, in our history.
No.
Because in the past, I wasn't really trying. Now I'm trying.
No. There have been, yeah.
All right. I'm not sending cards to these plates, so I really don't need to know the names.
I know you don't. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I'll ballpark it at 15.
I would have thought globally there would be more than that, but.
These are,
as Earth, formed, cooled, whatever. That's the way the plates were formed.
Right.
And some of them, they're between the smegma and the crust.
Oh, are you happy now? You made Alfie eat paper.
Why are you eating paper, Alfie? Is your stomach upset? Go out and eat some grass.
Yep, that'll help.
Now, these plates are made out of what? Are they ceramic or Melmac or?
Melmac. Sweet Jesus. They are pieces of the Earth's crust.
Can they go from the fridge to the oven to the table? Like Corningware? Can you imagine if we were instructors, professors, like say for geology?
Right.
Okay, we're going to cover the tectonic plates today.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody get your pens.
I looked at my notes from today's class, and I don't really get it. Somehow the Earth is made out of smegma, and Corningware, and Melmac.
And maggots from Kansas City.
Yeah, Kansas City maggots. Dancing around like a bunch of Kansas City maggots. You maggoty-ass maggot.
The plates
that are spinning on sticks
around the planet consist of two principal types of material. Oceanic crust.
Crust from the ocean.
Right, and continental crust. The composition of the two
types. I think I would go for the continental crust. That sounds classier.
It does. Oceanic just sounds wet.
It sounds nasty. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's, you know, got mold and algae all over it. Continental just sounds like something crusty you'd have for breakfast.
Yeah.
It does, actually, yeah. The composition differs. The oceanic crust is basaltic.
A lot of sodium.
Yeah. And then the continental crust consists principally of granitic rocks.
I got nothing for that one.
Think of like dense kitchen counter. Granite-ick.
Oh. Yeah, I still got nothing for that one.
That's okay. We've had so much other stuff.
Damn. Festival of obtuse.
This last segment?
Yeah.
Yeah. I sure would like to see this last segment on the flowchart.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, think about it. Really, somebody that teaches whatever you call it in college, just COBOL programming, basic programming, whatever, that uses flowcharts.
Mm-hmm.
This happened, then this happened, and this went to here, and this went there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good luck with that. Give it a shot. See what happens. $5, you end up dead.
I tried. My flowchart looks like I drew it with a spirograph.
During an earthquake.
While I was having a seizure.
And sneezing.
Sneezing and my Tourette's kicked in. While I was attached to a paint shaker. I'm not coming back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
503. This is KEGL. Fort Worth. Dallas, Texas. Al Picoy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Started off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before Northside Drive. Got an accident there. It's blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is completely stopped back from Allen Avenue. About a half hour delay through it. That's the opposite end of town. Also in Lake Dallas, northbound 35 between Lake Dallas Drive and Hundley Drive. The highway there is completely shut down due to a gas leak in the area. Traffic's completely stopped back from Valley Ridge. Service Road also completely shut down. No, I'm sorry. You're headed north on 35. You're pretty much, that's the only way to get through it. You can try taking a bunch of side roads, but good luck doing that. It's an hour delay through it at least. Any other way is going to be at least an hour and a half. Trust me on that one. In Grapevine, southbound 121 on the service road, just before Grapevine Mills, got a car on fire. Everyone on the main lanes is staring at it like a bunch of idiots. They have you backed up back to the tap. And finally, in Plano, northbound 75, right at Parker Road, got a vehicle changing a flat tire in the HOV lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the bush. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather, brought to you by Kroger. Tonight, storms. A low of 63. Then tomorrow, morning rain and a high of 65. Right now, 74. The 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Get out of my dreams. Get in the f***ing car.
I'm going to have to start the email over that we got from Angel, Angel.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I think that's what started the whole menagerie that happened last hour.
You're right. That's a really classy way of saying everything that happened.
It's his fault.
I blame Angel.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Russ, Mr. Dando, Chloe, and Alfie. My name is Angel, spelled Angel, but it's Angel. I'm not a chick. I'm Mexican. I'm a new listener to the program. I'm fairly new to the city. I want to give you sincerely, I forgot I needed this. I want to sincerely give a big you to Russell Heffy Martin because he can't take compliments, and a huge thank you to all of you, including the weird cheek. Your show is number one because that dumb Mr. Martin is very humble. It's a humble man that enjoys making people smile, and it's obvious he loves his coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
I was amazed when the winter weather hit and all of you helped each other out and recognized each other's work. It is also, well, he talks about charity. I'll skip that. I'm a rock and roll fanatic, but I do not like the moral. I do enjoy the twist of this show. Did I read all this? I think I read all of it off the air.
Yeah.
One last thing I want to share was a story related to the songs on the Eagle. When my wife, kids, and I get off from church, the Eagle always is playing Heaven Knows from Pretty Reckless. I mean, always plays Heaven Knows by Pretty Reckless.
Of course.
Because I think Don Davis is on the take.
He doesn't say that.
But I told my wife it was a sign from God and freaked her out all week. Again, your show has a lot of heart, and Jackass had a kind ending.
Ooh, got you.
Make good days better and bad days go away. Out of respect for Russell Heavy Martin, you, man.
That's a good job.
From Angel. Angel.
Angel.
For somebody that's a new listener, that's pretty
yeah.
astute.
I don't
to be able to pick up on all the idiosyncrasies, idiocies, ethereal references, okay. everything the show has, mm-hmm. and be able to grasp and go, yeah, man, that's something for everybody there. That show is like Menudo. It's everything. You guys don't waste the damn thing.
No, it really is. It's Menudo. It's like the soup and the band.
You could have any more. And the reason I say it's like the soup and the band, because Menudo is hot and you got Pretty Little Dan.
Oh, yuck.
Who is probably very sleek. Mm-mm. Like Danny Trejo. Danny Trejo is sleek.
Okay.
Love him. And when Danny Trejo goes, Pretty Little Dan, he is my new mijo. Okay.
I actually feel sorry for the people that missed the first half of the show.
I don't. What do you want to do now? You want to play some more bumpers?
No, that's what led us down this path. We got some more audio for you.
Let's start news and we'll get the audio later. Unless you got good audio.
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's start with Cut 10. Last night, our very own Tony Romo was on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Jimmy Kimmel right now, since South by Southwest is happening in Austin, he is in Austin doing shows.
I heard this on KRLD today. Go ahead.
Okay, so cut number 10. Tony is on with Jimmy, and Jimmy asked Romo something sports fans have debated for a few years now.
Do you think you are an underrated player?
Yes.
And it helped to see his face. You can kind of hear it in the delivery, but he doesn't mean it like, yes, I am. He's kind of going like, yes. Yeah.
Like a quick reflective moment.
Yeah.
You underrated? Yes.
He's going more for the comedy angle as opposed to like standing up and, you know, chest thumping.
Well, possibly he was thinking, all right, I almost said Leno. Kimmel was going to expect him to go, no. I'm not under. I played as well as I could. I was a Dallas Cowboy.
Right.
I respected this. Yeah, so Kimmel's going to have another place to go. But if he goes, yes. Oh, hell.
Man, he was good there.
I have nothing else to ask.
Yeah, after that, then Kimmel basically read off his stats for this past year. And then he asked, he's like, well, then why is it I see Peyton Manning on TV all the time and not you? And that's when Tony said, well, you know, I had a pizza commercial this year. So anyway, then they got to more important things. Cut 11.
They've got a pizza commercial because doesn't Jerry own a... Is it Jerry?
Yeah, but it was different companies.
Oh.
Jerry is in Papa John's commercials because Papa John's is a
official
sponsor
pizza.
Pizza.
Or?
Yes. Dallas Cowboys is... Well, yeah.
The official pizza of the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. Whereas Romo did a Pizza Hut commercial.
Okay.
Anyway, cut 11... During the Pro Bowl week, I think Tony mentions this here, Kimmel asks Tony about DeMarco Murray and how hard did he lobby Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, to keep him. And he tells a story about, you know, how he tried to convince the owners to keep DeMarco.
We're in the bus in Arizona after the Pro Bowl. Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones and Jason Garrett are there. And few other people and stuff, and we're talking, and I'm trying to, like, actually...
All right, first of all, this story is bullshit, because there's no way that Jerry Jones is riding on the same bus as all the players.
This is not... First of all, yes, there is. Second of all, this is after the Pro Bowl, so Coach Garrett was the coach of one half of the team. Tony Romo was there as a player.
So you think Jerry's still going to ride on the bus with the players?
They're on Jerry's bus.
Oh. Oh, yeah. That one.
Yeah.
The one that, where they keep the Ardmore topless dancers.
Yeah, up in the overhead.
Yeah.
Do I come out now?
No.
Edie's?
No!
We're in the bus in Arizona after the Pro Bowl.
The bus.
Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones and Jason Garrett are there and a few other people and stuff. And we're talking and I'm trying to, like, actually push the envelope of keeping DeMarco. And he'd actually had a few drinks at the time, and so... Or some passionate speech.
He who?
He actually meant we.
Oh, okay.
Everybody.
At the time, and so there were some passionate speeches going on about what you wanted to do, and one of them was my own, and I sit there and I looked over at Steven, who's probably going to take over for Jerry one day as the owner. I said, Steven, you've got 25 to 30 years left to go win championships. I look over at Jason. I'm like, you're the next Tom Landry. You got 25 to 30 years left to go win championships, you know, and I didn't know what I was saying at the time, but I'm like, me and Jerry, we got like 4 or 5 years left only. And I was trying to push the envelope like we needed to bring DeMarco and everybody back, but I didn't realize I'm basically telling him, you're going to die. That was not my intent. I hope you know that, Jerry. It was just that it's now, it's time. You know?
Is it more upsetting when he goes to a rival like the Eagles? I mean, this is, it's not like a team you... I would imagine this is a team that you hate, yes?
Yeah, I do not like them.
Like he was reading straight out of Dr. Seuss.
Yep.
Three things I don't like, and you already know all of them.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I missed it. Why is Romo to South by Southwest?
Because Kimmel's in Texas, and Romo's big in Texas. You're the quarterback of the Cowboys.
Where was Romo? Because obviously this was a satellite interview.
No, he was with Jimmy. The difference is Jimmy, he's in a, I don't know what theater he's in Austin, but it's one of those more like a standard auditorium somewhere as opposed to a smaller studio that he has.
So they were in the same place. It just sounded like Tony was somewhere else.
Yeah, there was just a lot of echo.
Oh. Okay. Do you think we should have kept DeMarco?
No, I think the Cowboys actually made a wise decision, business-wise. As a fan, you want to keep the guys that you like and then have done well, but it actually makes the most sense to let the Eagles pay him $8.5 million when history tells you that we already got the best out of that running back and we need to go get another one or let a couple of guys take the spot.
What makes you think DeMarco is spent?
Honestly, that's just based on metrics. It's based on statistics.
How old is he?
He is 28?
Yeah, he's out.
27 maybe? But you also got to keep in mind, the 4 years he was in Dallas, he only had one full season. It was his past one. So he had 3 seasons where he didn't play a bunch. Then this year, he carried the ball almost 400 times. That takes a toll on a running back. And so you would expect his production to decline. And if I'm DeMarco Murray, I've got to really decide how much of a pay, you know, how much pay increase I want to help my career or help my legacy. If I stay in Dallas at $6 million a year and stay behind this offensive line, I may end up in the Ring of Honor. I go to Philadelphia, get, you know, $10 million more dollars over the next 5 years. I'll have $10 million more dollars, and that may be it. Those are some of the things that a player's got to weigh. But as a Cowboys, as a franchise, it's a smart money decision on their part.
All right. But he could have stayed had he accepted the Cowboys' offer.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just have to decide what your legacy is going to be.
Yes.
He's already making enough money to take care of his family.
Yes.
So.
And that's where, you're like, would you take the 4 or 5 years at $6 million each, or do you want the 5 years and 40-something million?
I just go back to what I would do in a situation like that if... Making millions and it $2-5 extra million dollars a year, it's not really going to change my lifestyle, then I'm probably not going to move.
Especially in DeMarco's case, and Tony was serious one part of the interview. He said, look, I lost a friend here. Like, they're still friends, but as a teammate and a friend, Because it was a few weeks ago, Coach Garrett, Jason Witten, Tony Romo, and DeMarco Murray all took a trip to Duke University just for, you know, I can't really explain why, but they did. And they're all buddies. They're all friends.
Can't explain why, because you know something?
I'm just saying, I don't know if I can truly explain what they were doing there. Like last year,
was
they
it the
made
bar
this...
in Ardmore closed?
Jerry wasn't there.
Oh.
Last season, off season, and then this off season, those group of people are going to places.
They spent time together.
They spent time together. That's the main thing.
It's always probably a hard decision for DeMarco to make.
Yeah, but I do.
What do you think? Had it not been an arch rival of the Cowboys,
if it's not an arch rival,
the Oilers are gone. Where are they now?
Actually, but say the Texans.
Houston Texans?
Yeah. Okay. Had he gone to Houston, no Cowboys, maybe a slight amount of animosity, but nothing near to where you go to the Eagles. Like, there was a UFC thing at the stadium over the weekend.
Which stadium?
In Arlington, Cowboys Stadium.
Thank you.
And they showed DeMarco Murray on the big screen at the stadium. All of a sudden, the entire building erupts into Eagles suck, Eagles suck.
Sound bites, Daniel.
What did I do?
Where do we work?
We work at the Eagle, not Eagles.
Okay. Be aware.
Oh, I'm aware.
Now, the Eagle does suck.
I knew you were going to say that.
But I wouldn't chant it. I would just say it. Maybe on a bus with other people, not from the Eagle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say right now the Eagles are probably one of the more, you know, impassioned, you know, hated rivals.
Why? In a nutshell.
Because their fans are awful.
So, not for the fans, nobody would hate the Eagles.
You would still hate them from the Buddy Ryan era a little bit, but for the most part, it's the fans that continue it. They keep it up. They're the ones that think it's hysterical that they throw batteries, that they throw snowballs, frozen snowballs filled with D-cells at Santa Claus and Jimmy Johnson and Cowboys players in the 90s. They're the same fans that when Michael Irvin almost broke his neck in Philadelphia were cheering it.
Well.
And they're proud of it.
When they play here next, we chuck interstate batteries at them.
But see, that's where I like to think as Dallas fans we're a little bit classier.
I like to think we're a little nastier. Yeah. Oh, you want to chunk D-cells?
Maybe.
Pussies. Mm. You Kansas City maggots. Here's a snowball with an interstate battery in the middle of it.
And a horse.
Here's and another snowball. Open your mouth.
Okay. We haven't started news yet, right?
No, we haven't.
Well, let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay. 519, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Oh, I forgot. You were talking about how you can't, you don't want anyone to hear you go number two, right?
Yeah.
They actually just did a study about that. A recent study looked into whether or not you're in the bathroom and have to go number two. Are you okay with someone hearing you? Men are less worried about it than women in general. But men are most comfortable with one of their buddies hearing them, go number two, followed by the wife. And just a stranger, a guy that's a stranger.
I don't want anybody to hear it unless I can stay in that stall until I know the bathroom is vacated.
I look at it this way. If I go in and it's empty, it's now mine. And if you come in and you stay, that's on you.
I just don't like anybody hearing it, especially if... the first one in the morning, that's got a lot of farts because there's, you know, air built up overnight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on.
And of course, you've got to be dumping and farting into this thing that's going to reverberate everything that you do.
Yeah.
You might as well be taking a megaphone.
So gross.
I got to wipe with this wax paper.
Men are least comfortable with a woman they're attracted to hearing them.
I any relationship I had, long term, short term, whatever, I did not want them to hear me.
Mm-mm. I feel like things.
I don't even want any guy to hear me. I don't like it. I'm embarrassed for Don Davis when I go in there to piss and you see his big feet sticking out of the stall, and you hear the me grunt. Too much tree bark. Oh, these big feet. Feel bad for him because he knows somebody's at the urinal, and he knows somebody can hear him dropping off his Sasquatches at the lake.
Then there's the women. They are most comfortable with their husband hearing, followed by a female friend, and then someone they're in a significant relationship with.
No.
They are least comfortable if it's someone they're attracted to.
But I can't think of anybody. It's like, all my houses. Yeah, because I didn't buy a house until I turned 40.
Okay.
So all my houses have been large, only because I saved up for a long time. And I wasn't buying a house until I got a long-term contract. And it wasn't until we moved to CBS I got one. I went, all right, I'm buying a house.
Mm-hmm.
But all the chicks I've dated have picked the bathroom in the furthest part of the house. So I didn't hear their ass exploding or whatever type. See, I don't even know what kind of noises they make because they always went and hid. Who knows what noise it makes when they pee? I bet it sounds like a dolphin or something. And I have no idea because I've never heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And I always liked it if I noticed them, sneak up, because normally they'd go upstairs.
Right.
If they're sneaking up the stairs, there's no reason to be going up there.
You know where they're going.
So you follow them up there and you wait for them to get in there and get comfortable and do whatever it is, magazine. And then you start with a... Hey, baby.
Mm-mm.
You reading?
What's up?
Ooh. Ooh. I hear it. I hear it coming out of your ass. Is that Popeyes from last night? Ooh. Hey, I want to have sex later. Tilt your ass backwards.
Oh, God.
And remember, wipe front to back. Yuck.
Yeah.
Ugh. So that's the story you stopped me with. We didn't do news.
Well, I was just relating it. We can still do news. I was just saying, hey. The study also found the top ways we prevent people from hearing.
Start tapping you. Let me think.
Okay.
I don't know, humming, tapping your feet.
Mm-mm. No and no.
The air fan. Thing.
You know, I was surprised.
You can't hit the air fan if you're in a stall in a public restroom.
No. But I was with Chloe. I figured there'd be like the fan thing you could hit. But one is running water. Then there's starting and stopping so there's not one big sound.
I've done that. I have had to use public restrooms from time to time.
Right. Desperate situations.
It's like you go in there and you go, okay, nobody's in here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get on the commode and get that first one out because that's a loud one. That's the one that the Enola Gay's carrying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get that initial burst.
Yeah, you get that one, and then, there's a slight respite where, just maybe a few smaller ones, gruntites come out, whatever you call the small ones. Turdites.
Gruntlings.
Those come out, but, there's still another behemoth one ready to come out.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to time it so you get those out. So if you hear somebody come in the bathroom, you go, okay, I'm going to save up the second one.
That's kind of what this last one is. It's where they say going as fast as possible just to get it over with, at least the initial one for you.
But I can go fast initially, but there's always more. There's always something down the pike. I mean, really, and some of them are huge. And I guess that's a good sign as far as my health goes. They're huge.
Yeah, I would think, yeah. Yeah, there are times where it's like, okay, I've been here for 15 minutes. I must be done. I'm just hanging out reading or whatever. And then the second wave comes, you're like, where is this coming from?
Oh, no, here comes the sequel. Oh, this one's big. It's got to be the size of an 18-wheeler. Please don't flip over. Or you get one that's so big it doesn't want to come out, and it's not stuck halfway in, halfway out.
And
you have to make the decision.
Uh-uh.
All right. I got options here. I just sit here and wait, and it's really painful just to sit and wait. You're not pushing. You're not doing anything. You're just waiting because you've got this grenade that's stuck there. You're going, okay, either I could pull it out.
Yeah.
I can maybe figure out a way to suck it back in or cut myself.
You give yourself an episiotomy?
Yeah. And, just, and maybe pull it out through my back. All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:35, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by Wendy's. All right, traffic blows really bad right now. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Northbound 35W, just before Northside Drive, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's completely stopped back from Berry Street. About an hour delay through it. Try taking Beach, but it's probably going to be crap, too. Let's move into Denton County, where everything is jacked up. Let's go southbound 35W, just before FM 1171. Got a stalled vehicle there. Traffic's completely stopped back from FM 407. Yeah, they are. Into Lake Dallas. Northbound I-35 between Lake Dallas Drive and Hundley. That part of the highway has been completely shut down by police. There's a gas leak in the area that has traffic completely stopped back from 121. Service roads also shut down. I can guarantee that any other way past the lake is going to be jacked up as well. Expect at least an hour to 2 hour delay through all that mess. Just go have a drink or something. I don't know. Go get dinner before you go home. Let's go to Farmers Branch, north on I-35, just before Valwood Parkway. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up back from the Northwest Highway. And finally in Dallas, northbound on the Tolley, right at Lover's. Got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out right now. Traffic there is backed up back from I-35. All right, caller number 9 wants a pair of tickets to go see 3 Days Grace on April 23rd at the Bomb Factory. Plus, you qualify for a big grand prize. Call now 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by TrueCar.com. Storms and 63 tonight, tomorrow morning rain, and a high of 65. Right now it's 74 and 97.1 the Eagle.
Are you the type of ass pain enthusiast on the go? Do you need a dando with you wherever you are? Well, don't worry. Your friends at Pretty Little Dan Inc., we got your back. Introducing the iDando. The iDando is not only a top-tier 5G LTE-enabled smartphone, but it's also the premier ass-quaking communications device. It has a wide array of customizable and upgradable apps available for your every fetish. Even when the iDando is firmly seated in your quivering you'll still have full use of phone functionality with the included brown tooth earpiece attachment. Upload your most pleasurable moments with the exclusive Instagrunt app. Perhaps the greatest feature of PLD's latest gadget is the all-new hands-free mode featuring patent-pending Propecia Niqua technology.
Say what? Ain't nobody told me about this. I ain't going to nobody's ass. Fuck off.
Headed to church? Simply ask Propecia Niqua to engage discreet mode. That's right. You'll get the full glorious satisfaction without rattling the church pews.
I'm not going to be up somebody that's in church. And who are these PLD assholes?
Just because the iDando is small and compact doesn't mean it can't pack a punch. With the added rectum richter wrecking vibration mode, you'll feel the power of an earthquake up in your Hershey core. When engaged, the iDando has 3 separate vibration settings: Irving, California, and Indonesia. Order your iDando now and pay only $599 with a 10-year non-negotiable service contract. Warning: the iDando is not available in Irving, California, Indonesia, Hawaii, Yellowstone Park, or any other location with tectonic or volcanic activity within the past 3 million years. Another fine product of PLD Inc.
PLD is a bunch of shit eaters.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right. Go ahead, Daniel.
We never actually got started, but.
Oh. Well, let's go. I thought we did.
No, I gave you the poop story first.
5:39, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Thursday, March 19th, 2015. Birthday's today. I'll probably butcher this name, but whatever. He's not here to say anything about it. Jorma Taccone is 38. He played Chaka in Will Ferrell's Land of the Lost, which, by the way, Russ, you need to see it.
Is this a new version of Land of the Lost?
Yeah, the one that Will Ferrell remade from the TV show. It's a few years old.
Didn't see it.
That's why I said you need to see it. And he's also in Andy Samberg's Lonely Island comedy troupe. He also wrote and directed the movie MacGruber, so we can forgive him on that. Holly Davidson is a porn star. She's 52. She starred in Rump Humpers, Genie with a Weenie, and Stop, My Ass is on Fire.
I can't feel my legs!
That's some good sex when you can't feel your legs.
Yeah. Bruce Willis turned 60 today. Glenn Close is 68. Ruth Poynter from the Poynter Sisters is 69. And Ursula Andress is 79. The very first Bond girl, she played Honey Rider in Dr. No all the way back in 1962. The FCC viewer complaints about this year's Super Bowl have hit the internet. And not surprisingly, they're pretty dumb. There were three main things people were upset with. The halftime show, indecent commercials, and the nationwide Dead Kid ad.
People, do I know that? That one?
That was one where it was, showed all the different things that could go wrong in a house. And a little kid, he starts out with the kid saying,
oh, I never got a chance to do this.
Right. Yeah. And yeah. Ends up because he had a home accident. Get insurance with Nationwide.
Yeah, that's going to keep the kid from dying.
Right. The people who did not like that ad is because they themselves had lost a child.
Well, offensive is not.
Too close to home.
Well, yes. The FCC is supposed to guard against profanity.
But people don't realize that.
Obscene. That's not obscene. Poor taste? Possibly.
But people have a different idea. This is why it's so hard to judge these things. Is some people say, to me, it's offensive. It's offensive to me.
But it's not obscene. Maybe the FCC should just post something of,
yeah.
You know, just to take some heat off of us. Here's what you should complain about. There may be a FAQ section on the FCC website. I don't know. I'm afraid to go to it. I'm afraid it's just going to go,
we've been waiting on you.
But yeah, just to have
something. Have a seat right here.
Why don't you sit right down?
I just came.
Did you bring condoms and rubbers?
Whoa. Just post something or have PSAs. Of, I don't know. Maybe it would create more of a hassle. I don't know. I don't know if they investigate each and every complaint.
I'm sure
or if
someone,
somebody looks at them and goes, okay, that doesn't fall under the guidelines. I've seen it's bad taste, and bad taste is acceptable on broadcast television, radio.
Yeah. My assumption is, there's someone that's sort of like the filter. Goes through real quick, sees, is there something to this? No, throw in the trash. Is there possibly something to this? Give it up to the next person. Let them figure it out from there.
And since most of the complaints originate from the parent...
Parents Television Council.
In one city up north. You know, after you say that... See, that's another problem. Somebody may have a real complaint.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got the thingy that you just mentioned, the group, that... has members that just will take the a template and send that off to the FCC.
And put their name on it.
So the FCC sees thousands of them, but it's all from the same group, probably people that never even heard or were offended by the thing. And so they go through all these thousands, and they may miss one true complaint where somebody just went on a rant and went, F you, and then a diatribe. But because they're inundated with these idiots of, well, I didn't like the commercials. Well, you could not like it, but that doesn't mean that anything's going to happen or somebody's going to be fine. Those commercials went through lawyers over again.
Yes.
And nobody's going to pay $4.5 million for a 30-second spot without it being checked over and over. So either watch it or don't watch it. If you're that worried about something, you're watching a violent sport. If you're really that worried about it, go and watch the Cartoon Network.
That would make more sense. Just watch the replay of the Puppy Bowl. There were also plenty of people complaining about language and near nudity in commercials. As for the halftime show, one person said it was not legal, sexual harassment, undiagnosed insanity.
What the hell?
Mm-hmm. Another person thought Katy Perry deserved a massive fine for subjecting children to the song I Kissed a Girl. And this one's my favorite. One person listed all the profanity she claimed to hear rapper Missy Elliott perform during her portion of the halftime show. She even linked to sites listing the song's lyrics. But those words in that song were not in the broadcast or the halftime show. She basically did the edited version.
She did the radio version.
Yeah. Right.
But the chick said, well, here are the lyrics. No, that wasn't what was broadcast.
Right. Let's see. I pulled some of the other ones that people had. About the halftime show, she obviously directed at children and contained lyrics that can only be called disgusting by anyone of normal sensibilities. This is the one that says, a massive fine is in order to prevent viewing public from ever again seeing a young female singing on a family viewing venue. I kissed a girl and I liked it. Action must be taken to correct this in the future. All caps, do so.
They watch it just like, you know, we've had people in the past listen to our show. They called it monitoring. Listen to it just because they want to hate. They want something to piss them off. They want to watch the Super Bowl just so they can pick it apart. That should not be on our airwaves. Well, if you're that worried about it, don't watch broadcast television. Or maybe vote in a different direction next time and have a president appoint somebody head of the FCC that will lean in your direction, whatever the hell that is. Mm. But there is no appeasing everybody. You can't. When you got 350 million whatever Americans and everybody thinks they're right, and what they don't know is they're all wrong. Mm. Because I'm right.
Yeah.
You're idiots. I've seen things on Family Guy that went, I would never say that on the air. But I'm not writing the FCC.
That's true.
So I don't understand how. I really don't understand how people watch television.
You can't. And especially if you're.
Well, they can. They just.
What I mean is they can't watch it without being offended. And if you're on a hair trigger on being offended anyway, then you shouldn't be watching TV because you're going to find something that's going to offend you. Mm-hmm. And if something on TV is going to get you that twisted, don't you dare get online.
Well, they should be sanitized. What if a child heard that? Or what if a child heard it?
Mm-hmm.
Are your parental skills that poor to where your child can't decide?
Apparently.
Does the television have that much effect? Do you leave your child in front of the television that much to where it has more effect? And if you do, then you already know where I'm going with this.
Yeah. And while you're at it, you better make sure your child is homeschooled and never leaves your sight, because otherwise that kid's going to be exposed to things that will make your head spin.
Those are the exact type of people that complain.
Yeah.
The ones who have to have their child at home with them at all times.
And you better go Amish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's no point in living on the grid if that's how you want to raise a family. Because you're just, you know what your life's going to be filled with? Disappointment.
Yeah, you let that kid out in the world, let him out in the world, and all of a sudden, bam!
It'll be like, what was the movie Brendan Fraser was in where
Georgia of the Jungle?
No, not that one.
Blast from the Past.
Blast from the Past, where his parents kept him in the
I only saw Georgia of the Jungle.
That's okay. His parents kept him in the like a bomb shelter for like 20, 30 years because they thought the big one hit. It was back in the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Got it.
And then he finally gets out and goes into the world. And it's basically like a Leave It to Beaver kid in the real world.
It's a fish out of water story.
Exactly.
They don't want to prepare the child for society.
Hmm.
They think, if I isolate them now and try and sanitize society, society will acquiesce. Hmm. Society will not acquiesce. The majority of the population, they're assholes, just like me. You don't want to watch broadcast television? You've got more options. We've said this over and over. You've got more options, exponentially more options than we had when I was a kid. Of watching programming targeted towards children. Cable, satellite, channel after channel after channel, where you know it's safe to watch. You're going to put your kid in there.
Mm-hmm.
Buy a TV that only gets a Cartoon Network.
No, they won't do that kind of research and find out what's safe for their children or what they want for their children. No.
I'm a parent. I don't have time to research all this.
But you'll research and go over there and like see where I'm going to send my bitch letter.
But I want to be able to put my kid in front of TV, and then I want to be able to go back to work.
Oh.
Because I'm Janet St. James.
Damn, man. She doesn't just leave her kids in front of the TV.
You know what she did. She had kid after kid and kept going back channel 8.
Yeah, she's an adult woman with the right to do so.
Yeah. Who's raising the kids?
She is. And her husband.
No, not while you're at work.
But there's
still...
Somebody
else is watching your kid.
They're watching the kids, but she's raising
Janet.
Them.
That's the only reason I give her a hard time. You know, she left channel 8.
I saw that. I heard about it, yeah. I don't know if she's left yet or if this is just her last week. Yeah, she's taking a private gig.
Where's she going?
A hospital group to do a communications spokesperson stuff. PR.
Oh, okay, got it. I thought you meant maybe communicating with the patients.
Man, that's rough.
Damn.
Yeah, a lot of the icons for Channel 8 seem to be leaving. Mm-hmm. It could be because of, I don't know how long Gannett's owned Channel 8. I didn't even know they bought it until you read a story a few weeks ago and you said Gannett.
Yeah.
I still thought Belo owned it.
No, I want to say it was a year, maybe two. But yeah, see, you still have John McKay, and John McKay's still there, but Gloria Campos is gone. She's been replaced by the Cynthia Isagirre.
Isagirre.
Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom. I always hear music in my head when she says her name. I'm Cynthia Isagirre. Yes, you are. Need more. Do not read the news. Just say your name over and over. It sounds like an exotic dance. I am doing the Isagirre.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong language.
So, yeah, Janet's gone. Gloria Campos left last year. George Reba just retired.
Arriba.
Yeah. George Arriba.
Tracy Rowlett's gone.
What's this world coming to? Some other complaints about the Victoria's Secret commercial. It was completely inappropriate and indecent given the large number of children watching the game. Girls sprawled in chairs with their legs spread open and breasts bulging out of their bras is absolutely inappropriate to hold up in front of grade school children and families.
Well, now I'm pissed off I missed the Super Bowl. And is this the first Super Bowl that Victoria's Secret has run ads?
No.
All right. Now you have a history. And again, if something comes on, just flip the TV off. Well, can't get to it quick enough. Yes, you can. Or, you know, when they go into the commercial break, flip it off.
Yeah. Or pause the game when it starts and fast forward to the commercials.
And they're going, these children seeing these ads, these advertisers don't give a good damn about you and your kids. They're paying $9 million a minute.
Yeah.
For airtime. They couldn't give a less about you children.
Then the Carl's.
You can't think about corporations. Worry about your children. If you can't worry about your kids, why would you worry about Victoria's Secret and the Carl's what?
The Carl's Jr. hamburger ad for the Super Bowl this year. That was a pretty controversial. This person here said the hypersexual ad features model Charlotte McKinney and should not be shown on a national venue where families watch the Super Bowl. I would like the purity of my daughters protected. This was essentially soft porn and should be unacceptable. Then another one.
I wish I worked for the FCC.
I know.
I mean, I would go after people who were really stepping over the boundary, and you know where they are. And just go to the house. Is this your complaint?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh. Off. FCC out.
Oh, that'd be nice. This may be my favorite because this was sent before the ad aired. Dated January 23rd. Over a week before the Super Bowl.
Which means they probably saw it on YouTube.
They even included the link to it on YouTube, saying, this is the intended ad. I want to complain before it actually aired. It will be shown while children are likely to watch, using a barely clad, only nipples and pubic hair covered, woman to sell a burger. Here's the video, then the YouTube link.
I'd buy that. For a dollar. So you're offended before something even happened.
Yes. they're offended by it online, then it's going to be on TV, and then they're even more offended.
It's like filing a police report for the crime.
Yeah.
I knew this was going to happen. Well, all of you people already knew that there are going to be controversial things going on during the Super Bowl. You know it. The Super Bowl is famous for it. They've tried to make it as PC as they can, but there are going to be things that are going to offend anybody. You could just, for 60 seconds, show a picture of Jesus Christ on the cross. Why has he got to wear that loincloth? Why is it so thin?
Why is Jesus so hypersexualized?
Why he got that long hair and that beard and that smooth body? That's right. You go with sex sells.
And pouty lips. And that come hither look.
And he did look sad.
Then this one, they just pretty much picked up all the ads. The Super Bowl commercials this year were some of the most indecent I've ever seen. I was watching with my family and my young children. I'm surprised that profanity was allowed. Bitch.
What did they say? Oh, go ahead.
Bitch in the Dodge commercial. Damn in another one.
That is odd for a commercial to use the word bitch.
It is.
Unless a dog was driving the car. I'm going to get that bitch Dodge. Bitches love Dodges. I'll put a bunch of leaves in the trunk.
Also, there was soft pornography that I don't want to expose myself or my family to and cannot believe was allowed, meaning the Carl's Jr. commercial, Victoria's Secret, and 50 Shades of Grey. Please try
Which means they watched the whole Super Bowl.
Yeah.
See, all right, maybe I didn't really expect this. My first Super Bowl with my grandchildren, whatever. You see one offensive ad, that's enough. Turn it off.
Yeah.
We don't watch anymore. I got to watch all of it so I can report it to the authorities.
When in essence, what that ad tells me is, something moved in my pants and I need to tell someone to stop it.
Mm-hmm. There shouldn't be things moving in my pants unless I'm going. Luckily, they very seldom get traction. These complaints.
Right.
Because most of them are just asinine. And thankfully, the FCC will look at them and go, all right, I chunked that one. I don't know if they have to respond to each one. I don't know. I don't know what the process is of investigation. Like, say, if somebody accused me of saying the F word on the air and not bleeping it.
Right.
Well, he said that, and that was an excited utterance. Well, you don't know. You don't know what excites me.
That's true.
In certain cases, an excited utterance is approved by the FCC.
That's true. Like if a spider dropped out of the ceiling on the Close face.
And Close started screaming, oh, shit, but he said the whole word. Mm-hmm. Or the plane crashed across the street from us, and we said, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. The FCC probably would file that as an excited utterance and let it go.
Yeah, we get that. We think we would have said it, too.
Yeah.
But they want to waste. Are you really expecting efficiency from the government, especially a part of the government that has nothing guideline, nothing more than subjectivity?
Yes. For people that expect.
I mean, doesn't that sound just absurd in itself?
It absolutely is. But
enforcement is all subjective.
But that's because we're reasonable thinking humans. These people feel like the world and all of its occupants revolve around them. And therefore, we and the world should all bend to what they want. As opposed to just realizing, you know what? There are just different folks in this world. Some people like a naked lady selling a hamburger. Other people want to make furniture in the middle
but
of Pennsylvania.
If you had a normal, well-dressed guy come in and shoot a hamburger, people would be okay with that.
It'd be like, why do you shoot that hamburger? Is it a bad boy hamburger?
What the violence.
Yeah.
Or just somebody shoot Sally Struthers from All in the Family said this a long time ago in an interview. It's like, okay, we can show, somebody slicing somebody open, but you can't show a boob.
Yes.
Possibly you could show the boob if you were slicing it off. Because we're more accepting of violence as opposed to sex or what some people perceive as obscenity.
Yes.
I think every show should just have a disclaimer. There's going to be some in this show that you're not going to like. Our suggestion is don't watch it. Off.
Show open.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Alfie, y'all want to take any of these?
Line one.
All right. How do you say it?
Kentray.
Hi. What's what? My name?
Yes.
My name.
All right.
Thank
you.
I have no idea where my parents got it from.
Okay.
Is Trey your middle name?
No, everybody calls me Contray or Katrina.
Oh, that's your first name is Katrina.
Contray, actually. But nobody can ever pronounce it.
All right. What do you want?
Well, I'm just calling because I was listening to y'all earlier about the Super Bowl commercials and everything and all these women talking about, you know, bitching or complaining about what they see.
How old are you?
Me and my husband, 29.
Okay, just checking. Go ahead.
And me and my husband have 5 kids.
5?
And, yes.
All through your uterus?
No, 3 through mine and 2 through his ex.
Good for you for contracting it out.
But it just really upset me because I'm sitting here thinking, you have enough time to sit on your butt and complain and top up a letter and write and everything about boobs and whatever and what y'all were just saying about, like CSI and Criminal Minds and crap like that. But what are they going to see when they go to school? What are they going to hear? Are you going to stop taking your kids to the pool, to the lake, because there's tits everywhere?
You say fish or piss? You can say boobs.
Boobs.
I don't know why you can't say deets. You actually say the other word.
Yeah.
But
okay.
The FCC has a problem with that. But you're.
I have a problem with everything.
It's. I know. First of all, you're 29. You're still young. You're the younger generation. You're the Pepsi generation. So possibly less things offend you. These could be older people that are complaining.
I don't know.
But all the complaints that Dan read, it sounded like these people watched the entire Super Bowl after the first offensive event, regardless of what it was, the cheerleaders, or the coin toss, maybe somebody's penis flopped out. Hey, I won. Right. We call heads. As soon as you see something offensive, you flip it off. But these people, all of them complain, sound like they watched the entire game.
Exactly. And we did. And, you know, I'm sitting here, you know, and our kids weren't. And that's another thing. I mean, really, whose kids are going to sit there for the entirety and watch the entire thing? You know, our kids are up running around, you know, doing their own thing. And, yeah, we have 3 boys and 2 girls and whatnot. And I don't know. It's real life. I mean, you're going to see it anywhere you go.
But there's – see, that's why both you and I are frustrated is – there's no convincing the other side. You can't tell them. Don't let them watch television. Well, television should be family-oriented. Well, television works in a capitalistic society. They have to make money, and as long as they follow the guidelines of the FCC, they can broadcast this stuff. If they give you the heads up at the beginning of the show, this is PG-13 or whatever, then you know you make your own decision. Just don't plant your kid in front of something that could produce obscene material and think it's going to be okay.
Right, and that was another thing because, like, you know, say for instance, Empire, they always post the rating on it and everything. And
I don't watch that. I'm bored. I only talk about Blue Bloods.
Plus, we'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Now, you can take him to work.
Okay, who moved my desk?
The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
608, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coys and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by TrueCar.com. If you're in Tarrant or Denton County right now, traffic sucks bad for you. We'll start off.
Is that where you are?
That's where I am right now.
All right.
I'll start off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before Northside Drive. Got an accident blocking the 2 left lanes. Traffic's completely stopped back from Berry Street. This one involves 4 vehicles. It's been there for a while. It's an hour delay through it. Good luck getting through that. Also in Fort Worth, southbound Highway 287, Martin Luther King Jr., right at Village Creek Road. Got an accident blocking the 2 right lanes. Traffic there's completely stopped back from Berry Street. Only left lane getting by right now. Traffic's jacked up there as well. All right, big stuff going on in Lake Dallas. Northbound I-35E on the service road right at Lake Dallas. That part of the highway is still shut down. That part of the service road is still shut down due to a gas leak in the area. The main lanes have been reopened. Traffic is still jacked up, though, all the way back from 121. It's at least about a half hour to 45 minutes delay through it. Good luck getting home. Finally, in Dallas, eastbound 635, just before Josie got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up, back from the bush. Listen to Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see the Mavs take on the San Antonio Spurs at the American Airlines Center on March 24th. Details are online at KEGL.com.
I'm Alfie Coyne, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle weather brought to you by NCAA March Madness. Tonight, storms, a low of 63. Tomorrow morning, rain, and a high in the mid-60s. Right now, 75 at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm going to make it home tonight.
Doing it again. Sorry, Merle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
This is the kind of country I can tolerate. Rockabilly 50s-ish.
Yeah, it's kind of hybrid.
It's Dave Dudley stuff that makes me want to puke up.
It's got more attitude. I think it's slower, but I think it's more attitude than Sawyer Brown does. Sawyer Brown's all happy.
Dave Dudley, the one that did it in the 50s?
Yeah.
He's a maggot.
He's not.
He's a Kansas City maggot.
No, he's not. Because he sounds like he means it when he sings. Sawyer Brown's sitting out there just dancing around a swimming pool or something.
Actually, I finally saw it. I don't know how long ago Sawyer Brown did the song. I saw the video.
Mm-hmm.
And it's some kind of funky Michael Jackson-ish thriller line dancing. You watch the video.
Really?
That's a perfect description.
Cool. Now, how old is Sawyer Brown's song, or version of this song?
No inkling. It could have been the Dave Dudley things from the 50s. This could have been done in the 80s. I have no clue.
I think it was done in the early 90s.
How old is Sawyer Brown?
They came from Star Search, so...
Okay.
That didn't.
I'm just saying, if that gives you any inkling of.
The one with Ed McMahon?
Yes.
That was a while back.
Did I get that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Damn it.
3 3/4 stars.
Yeah. If you want, the Dave Dudley version is in Channel 1.
Oh. Okay.
I need to hear this. I don't know if I've heard it.
I'm going to let you decide.
Which one's better?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, I shouldn't judge just by that.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead with all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Man. Do you like this one better?
Oh, this is tough. Okay, hang on.
Are you me?
No, hear me out.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of liking his voice. I don't know why, but it's
never heard Dave Dudley before in your life. Even the name.
I don't know. Okay. I like his voice, but I like the music of Sawyer Brown's version better. If we could take the two and put them together.
But okay, this is not one of those situations
if I had
where
to
you're
choose.
Dating a chick and you're going, man, I really like the body on the chick I'm dating, but
right.
If I could take this brain from this other chick.
And put it in here?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it'd be perfect.
Then I got a hybrid.
Yeah.
And now I'm happy because I got the hot chick I want with a normal brain from a fat, ugly chick that's going to get sex.
Mm-hmm. If I have to pick one version, it would be the Sawyer Brown version. But honestly, I expected to hate the Dudley version way more.
I hate it. That's just...
His voice is good. It kind of saves it.
There is kind of a Roger Miller kind of feel to
exactly.
it.
Exactly. That's what it is. I love Roger Miller.
And it's smooth, man. The guitar playing just smooth.
It's slow. It's old. It's country. It sucks.
It's also not...
It's the epitome of redneck. It makes me vomit. It makes me nauseous. I'm coughing up bile right now.
It's not redneck. It's truck driving. There's kind of a difference there.
Yeah.
My musical tastes don't change when I'm driving something different. I'm a big rig. I got to listen to bullshit.
If it's Hank Sr., then that's too much for me.
To me, Dudley is like Hank Sr.
Oh, I don't think.
I could deal with Hank Jr. I also like, it's a new band, rock band, something we play. I like Pretty Reckless since we play that all the time, and somebody's getting plug-ola money for it.
Stone Sour, Five Finger Death Punch, Avenged Sevenfold.
I like just the name Five Finger Death Punch, because that sounds like somebody's getting it really hard in the hole.
Yeah, I'm with you there. That's an excellent name.
Mm-hmm.
Volbeat.
Yeah.
Yep.
We still play Ugly Kid Joe?
No.
I
probably should stop throwing out band names. We probably just announced the whole BFD lineup.
Yeah.
I love the Spin Doctors.
Will Jesus Jones be there?
And presidents of the United States?
Yeah, it'd be great.
Oh, my God. And Dada.
Mm-hmm.
And the Soup Dragons.
Very nice. I want some EMF while we're at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like EMF.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that do, hey.
At some point, I bet they did.
Yeah. Yeah, it's less Fonzie, more Andrew.
Yeah.
Dice, Andrew who?
Dice Clay.
Oh. Okay. I would ongoing see EMF if Danny Trejo was the lead singer. Okay. We are where? All right, so you picked the Sawyer Brown.
Yes. Sawyer Brown.
I wonder if there are days that Patrick Davis has to actually restrain Don Davis from coming down here.
I would think so.
Could you just once play a damn rock song from this damn century? This century. Just this century. Not the last couple of years. Just this century. No. You got to do Merle. Now Billy Bob is calling going, hey, you guys want presents on the Merle concert? And because they're offered money, we'll probably have to take it.
Hey, you know.
That means we're the official station of Merle Haggard. Damn it. It was so much better when nobody worked here.
Yeah, if we don't make a trade magazine or two.
Oh, no kidding.
You know, really.
Especially when.
Oh, if they do the presents.
Yeah, on a country show. Yes. Not only that, but. I mean, there's usually like stations and broadcasting companies have entire departments dedicated to what's called NTR, non-traditional revenue. You don't get more non-traditional than this.
So the Heritage Rock Station in Dallas-Fort Worth is presenting. That's not even the station. It's just the afternoon show, which is a bunch of retarded hillbilly rednecks.
Mm-hmm.
They're presenting Merle Haggard. That's right. We can't do that. We have an image. They're going to give us $45,000.
Yeah. That's pretty much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're going to give us $45,000? Yeah. Rock music.
Mm-hmm.
We'll play it, but we'll just have sweepers to go, ew.
The voice guy saying, we don't like it either. But they paid us.
What do you got on hold, Alfie?
People calling about country music. A guy on line three is taking offense with your trash talking, he said.
Yes, Tony.
Russ Martin.
Tony, what's your last name? You called me Russ Martin. I want your last name. I want your last name. What's your last name? I'm going to kick your ass. I'm going to kick your ass. I'm going to stick my finger in your pee hole. That's right. I said I'm going to stick my finger in your pee hole. You just got trash talk, you maggot. Love pissed off people. What did he want?
Yeah, what was he mad about?
The Dave Dudley guy?
Dave Dudley's a maggot.
Oh, he's a fan of the Dudley?
He is.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sure he thinks Sawyer Brown. I have no clue what they do.
I don't even know what he looks like.
Who, Dave Dudley?
Or Sawyer Brown.
I'd like to know, what was his name, Tony?
Yes, Tony.
Probably ugly. Big, fat, stuck in his truck, can't get out, waiting for the Buc-ee's to be built.
And the Miata to drive up.
Sure wish I could get out of my truck here at the truck stop. so I can go visit with some lot lizards. You got to pay extra, and I ain't got the money. You got to pay extra if they suck your truck. What?
May 16th at Rockwall Founders Day in Rockwall, Texas.
No. Please tell me he's dead.
Sawyer Brown.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Dave Dudley.
Oh, no way.
May 16th where?
May 16th at the Rockwall Founders Day.
Well, good. Nice to know that they didn't fade out.
They do have a really good song called, their biggest hit, I think, was called Some Girls Do.
I don't know them. Found the song by accident. Only made it a bumper just to see if that would be the thing that got Don Davis out of his office and just come flying through the wall. Enough! Sorry, Don. Bob Pittman wanted me to play it. You know, president and CEO that I'm kind of in bed with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we spoon and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Sent me money for the foundation. Got a PSA for me. But if you don't like the song, I'll tell Bob Pittman that you hate it.
And also tell him that you hate his tequila and you think he's a crappy pilot.
Bob Pittman has tequila?
Yeah. Yeah,
our Bob Pittman.
Yeah, that's one of his side deals. I may have left that out when I was going through his bio stuff a couple weeks ago. He also has started up a tequila company.
Okay.
He has his own tequila.
Then we should promote it.
Okay.
He helps with the foundation.
He does.
Sent me money.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sure he's probably hurting. He needs the help.
You don't have to repay a favor because somebody needs the help. You do it because it's the right thing to do. You didn't have to help us out with the foundation. He's as high up as you can go with iHeart and almost broadcasting in general. As big as Mel Karmazin with CBS.
Leslie Moonves now.
Who?
Les Moonves, he's the head of CBS Viacom.
Oh, I'm sorry, I know Mel. Maybe that was Stern's agent.
No, Mel Karmazin was the head of Infinity Broadcasting, which was CBS, yes. Oh. But Les took it over after Karmazin left.
Never talked to him, never had an email, never anything from anybody at CBS, even though we made them millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
We've made iHeart millions, and Bob Pittman's been grateful, sincerely. Which is why when we finally meet.
No.
Yes, I will.
No.
All of it.
No, you wait.
Down to the balls.
Oh, God.
Don't even say it.
Backside of the shaft.
Stop
balls.
Thinking it.
See how much you can get in my mouth.
Oh, my God. Please stop. Please?
Mm.
At least a little bit.
I'm going to think of his weenie just
no,
like.
No, don't think about it.
Long hauling on the road. Takes 6 days to get to the balls. Then everything's going to be all right. Alfie, what's the link you sent me?
That is Bob Pittman's tequila.
Called today's Tastemasters Top Tequila by Top. Called today's Tastemasters Top Tequila by Forbes. Casa Dragones. Is a handcrafted small batch luxury tequila producer made in Tequila, Jalisco, Mexico.
All right. Sounds authentic.
It was founded in 2008 by MTV creator and Clear Channel CEO. I didn't know he created it. Bob Pittman created MTV?
Yeah, he's one of the founders.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to swallow his.
It's kind of a big deal. And please stop saying that.
MTV creator and Clear Channel CEO, Robert Pittman. I realize he was that big.
Yep. Yeah, he's one of those types where it sounds ass-kissy-ish if you'd be like, oh, he's this great guy, he's done so much. But really, that's why I went back and looked at everything he's done. When you actually look at it, you're like, oh, my God. The world would actually be a little bit different had he not been in it.
Okay, that's ass-kissy, even though I said I would suck his You just kissed his ass.
Really?
I mean,
really?
You really did.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
Ass kisser.
Whatever. That's you.
Is this your dick? I call you a dick because you are one. Alfie, do you know if the Casa Dragones is available locally?
I do not. I can go hit up a liquor store tonight, though, and find one.
I think we should try it. And then, of course, say it's fabulous.
Yeah, and also,
because it is.
Yes, I'm sure. And also, Alfie, maybe try using a different verb.
What? A package store.
Verb, not noun.
Oh.
Hit up?
Yeah, I'm going to go hit up a liquor store. It's only you're going to knock it off. I'm going to go home, rob a liquor store.
It's not the way I took it.
I'm just saying it's the way you could take it.
I'm going to f*** everybody in sight.
Before I get home tonight.
What? Now, I know no inkling. I don't think Bob Pittman is that much older than me.
I think if he's
only 60.
I think he's got you by 9 years or 8 years.
And I hate the fact that I say that. I have to qualify it. If he's only 60, and he was the creator of MTV, which would have been 79, 80.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just getting into radio. I was just getting the balls to go into a convenience store and buy porn magazines as opposed to just stealing them from neighbors and beating off on the roof of my garage, my parents' garage. Sorry, don't need to be braggartly. And he had already created MTV,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't sound like a big deal now, but you go back, you know, pre-cable.
Yep. Really makes you kind of assess.
Yeah, just about the time you think, okay, if I die tomorrow, and I probably will, I've accomplished enough to be proud of. But you go back and look at something like what Pittman has done, and it's like, I've been sperming in the wind.
Yeah. Apparently, I'm awful lazy.
I didn't really hit my stride until like 20 years after he had created MTV. All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:35, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Lowe's. Traffic's worse than Fort Worth. We're starting off there. Northbound 35W just before Northside Drive. Got an accident blocking two left lanes. Traffic's completely stopped back from Berry Street. This one involves four vehicles. It's going to be there for a while. Also in Fort Worth, southbound Highway 287, the Martin Luther King Jr. Freeway right at Village Creek Road. Got an accident there in the clearing state. This traffic's backed up back from Berry Street as well. Move into Denton County, northbound I-35E on the service road at Lake Dallas Drive in Lake Dallas. That part of the service road is still shut down due to a gas leak. The main lanes there have been reopened. On the main lanes, though, you're still backed up all the way back from 121. It's at least a half hour delay through it. I don't know, wait around before going home. Moving to Grapevine, westbound 635 right at 121. Got some police activity going on there. Had an early report of a woman walking naked out on the highway, so, you know, whatever. That has traffic backed up back from Freeport Parkway. Finally, in Plano, southbound 75, just before Plano Parkway, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Legacy. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Don Davis Auto Group. Storms and 63 tonight. Tomorrow morning, rain and, pardon me, a high of 65. Right now, 75 at 97.1, the Eagle.
Move over and let the big dog at the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the
All right, go ahead, Daniel.
Okay. Rolling Stone polled their readers to come up with a rundown of the 10 best television shows of the 1980s.
Alf.
Yo.
Yes.
Oh, I was kidding.
I know. I didn't. Hey, look, I love that show, But when it was on, I was also like 7 years old. So.
Ha!
it still works.
All right.
I love that. I didn't expect that show to make this list, but it did. So, yeah, number six, Alf.
Okay. 80s, Magnum P.I.
No.
A-Team.
Slot seven.
So I got two.
You got two so far.
Oh, actually, I didn't get the... No, I got the first one.
Yeah.
'80s. Dallas.
No.
Dallas was mostly on in the 80s.
I know.
In the late 70s and ended in the early 90s. So its big heyday
was the 80s. Yeah, I'm surprised it is not on here. It must have been one of those, maybe, I don't know. It's only speculation why Dallas wouldn't be on this list.
Who conducted the survey?
Rolling Stone. This is Rolling Stone readers.
Miami Vice.
Number two.
See, now I'm trying to think about TV themes that made it into the top 40. Because the two seem to kind of go together.
Yeah, and also if you think about Rolling Stone readers, I would think would probably be around our age.
Well, there is no our age in this room.
Yeah, that's true. I'll go my age. Like a kid in the 80s. Because as an adult in the 80s, Dallas makes your list. As a kid, Alf makes this list. That's why I'm thinking 30-somethings that still read Rolling Stone.
Maybe like Punky Brewster?
No. That's a good thought, though.
Oh, Bunky.
Dukes of Hazzard.
No.
Clues?
Number 10 had... what's a damn clue for that?
You're the MC. Either you know the clue or you don't.
There's so many different ways to go, but without knowing... Courtroom.
Night Court.
Yes. I was trying to go without the obvious, but whatever.
Got it.
Number nine was a TV show, obviously in the 80s, with a couple that hated but also loved each other.
Married? Retract?
Actually, go with that.
Married with Children?
That's actually number four. Number nine was a Private Investigators. But had classic TV arguments.
Pierce Brosnan?
No, Remington Steele, but that's not it.
Moonlighting.
Yes.
With Bruce Willis.
Yeah. Number eight involved it's a sitcom that dealt with a very, hell, it's a sitcom. It's the 80s. Come on. One of the cast members went on to possibly eat starving children.
Sally Struthers?
And she was on...
All in the Family?
Wrong show, my bad.
Did the star of the show go on to...
Yes.
Drug people and then perform sexual acts later in a sweater?
All right, maybe not. I'm not trying to... I don't know what kind of clue to give for the show, even though I grew up watching it.
It's a sitcom.
Yes.
Happy Days?
No, it was a sitcom in the 80s, and the lead character ended up in movies and traveling through time.
Taxi?
No.
I got it.
But go the other way.
Because
I know you're thinking.
Horse buggies?
No.
The lead character was staunchly Republican.
Yes. And young.
I don't know.
Family Ties.
Who are we talking about?
Michael
J. Fox?
I almost said Marty McFly. Yeah, Michael J. Fox. How? What kind of clue would you give on that show? I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on this without actually giving the name of the show.
Well, you could have said Back to the Future. Star.
Okay, I guess I'll just need to make it more simple then.
Well, that's the whole idea.
Number five, Daniel Stern was the voiceover. This popular show about kids growing up in the 60s.
So it was the...
with the a-hole older brother and that bitch that would never give it to Kevin.
Winnie.
Who went on to be a math...
whore.
No, she's actually pretty good at it.
She's written books, but her name's Winnie in the series.
Yep.
I get credit for it. Give it to me.
Yeah. I got it. And then one of the characters went on to be.
What is the club?
Marilyn Manson.
It's not Blossom.
No, they didn't. That was a rumor. my family.
No.
Years.
Yes. What kind
years,
of years?
Family years.
No. What the other years? Not the curious years, but the
bi-curious.
Oh no.
Those are the years that I thought about sucking. wait a minute. I'm on this one. You got something to do with Disney?
Huh?
No.
Wonderful World of Disney?
The first part of that word, yeah. The word that you said.
Wonderful?
Shorten it.
One?
Lengthen it?
Wonders.
The wonder, and then the other thing you said.
Wonderful.
Blank years.
Not,
I already did the curious thing.
I had it, now I lost it.
Wonder years?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Was that the one with the mongoloid?
No, I know what you're thinking of. That wasn't it.
Okay.
What's he thinking of?
Oh, God.
Yeah, what am I thinking of?
The theme song was Obladi. Life Goes
Don't,
On.
Don't, do not say that. You should not have said that. That's terrible. That show was on in the 90s. No.
Had the news rolled up at you, Alfie.
Damn, Alfie.
How many are left?
Just two left. So far, you've got Night Court, Moonlighting, Family Ties, The A-Team, Alf, Wonder Years, Married with Children. Number three is still yet to be answered, and number one has yet to be answered.
Clue for three.
Police officers. Catchy tune. And if you want, I have it on the my audio.
Oh.
I got it. Hang on. Kind of a cold atmosphere.
It is. Very kind of gray. Lots of blues.
Well, now you told me part of the name.
I didn't mean to, but it actually was. I mean, it's kind of a gray opening and blue cars and lettering and such. It's cut 7 if you want.
Adam 12.
No, that's not it.
Police Academy.
Oh, I wish.
Let me go back to your flash. Cut what?
7.
Inside 6 days on the road.
Wrong song.
Hill Street Blues.
That's right.
Daniel J. Travante.
Mm-hmm.
And the hot chick with the widow's peak. I don't know her name. I remember when Ed Bark reviewed this series.
Really?
I guess for the Dallas Morning News.
Like, right, well, I guess it's premiere episode.
And then he reviewed it a few years later, and he said in the beginning, should have Ed Bark on to talk about this since I'm old. when the show became a hit, nobody on the cast really had time to talk to the media, especially print media. But in the beginning, they were talking to everybody.
Trying to promote everything they could.
Hill Street Blues. Right. Okay.
If you want, cut number 8 is one you already got. It was number 2 on the list.
Everything in the 80s sounded like this.
That's right.
Beverly Hills Cop, this, Running Scared, their theme kind of sounded like that.
Yeah.
That was the Billy Crystal, Jeffrey Hines movie, Gregory Hines.
Gregory Hines, yeah.
Even a Miami Vice show at Universal Studios, I think it was Hollywood. We went out there and we shot a segment with that TV show. So it was an entire setup. Boats would blow up and people wearing pastels and colors and whites living together.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Or as Christopher Walken would say, it's crazy. Number one is probably one.
Drama
of,
or a sitcom?
It is a sitcom. Possibly one of the most formative shows I watched as a child because have a tendency to do the same thing they do in this show every single week. It's set in a specific location. It's one of my favorite places to be.
Sort of like All in the Family, where everything was pretty much shot in the living room, dining room.
Yeah. One of my favorite places to be.
Got it.
Where everybody knows your name.
That's right. Cut number 9. Number 1, according to Rolling Stone, best TV shows of the 80s.
I don't have anything funny.
You don't have to. Just enjoy it.
Damn it. Okay, edit the dead air out.
Okay. Still makes me happy.
I've been on a Cheers watching bench recently.
Yep.
And a lot of people think this is Woody Harrelson.
No, because this was the intro of the song before Woody Harrelson even joined
the cast.
I know,
but people say it sounds like Woody Harrelson. It's not. Wouldn't you like to get away? I'd actually like to get Woody Harrelson today to sing this to see how close he could get.
That'd be interesting.
Let's compare the two. Everybody knows your name. Boy. And they're always glad you came. You know what? Maybe my binge watching with Cheers is because something like with this show. Every day we're in the same setting. We're in the same place. We walk in. Chloe comes in. Everybody goes, whoa!
Yep.
I really kind of hate this theme.
Really?
It's just, it just starts out just like the da-da-da-da-da.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from
it was
all
true then,
the
and it's true now.
Sure.
Damn it,
weed. Wouldn't you like to get away?
Really?
Now, happy. Sometimes you wanna go
where everybody knows your name. I thought at different times this show kind of like the radio version of Cheers.
That's exactly what
everybody
it is.
Gets around the you know. The bar.
Mm-hmm. Butt into each other's personal lives. Talk about the events of the day.
Watching somebody who thinks they're a gigolo not being able to pick up chicks.
Yeah.
Ha-ha. Russ had to screw an ugly chick.
Really does, because even like in the lyrics of it, that's why I like going to the same bars, because I like walking in and they already know what I want to drink.
Oh, that's the best feeling in the world.
There's something so maternal about that when you walk in, and by the time you get to the bar, the bartender has handed you your drink.
Like, stop it, I'm getting hard.
Suckling.
Get chills.
Clothes got goosebumps.
And they put
all
that
right, somebody turn off the light and break out $20 bills. I'm winning this circle, Drew.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is Alfie Coy. The tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
657. This is KEGM, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coy is at Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Starting off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before Northside Drive. That accident there has finally been cleared out. Traffic still jacked up back from Berry Street. Still a half-hour delay through it. Also in Fort Worth, eastbound Loop 820, just before Marine Creek Parkway, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Quebec Street into Lake Dallas. Yeah, that's the way I say it.
That's right.
In Lake Dallas, northbound I-35, right at Lake Dallas Drive. That part of the service road is still shut down due to a gas leak. The main lanes have been reopened. Traffic still kind of slow going through there. In Grapevine, westbound 635, right at 121. Got some police activity going on out there. There was a report of a naked lady on the highway, so take that for what you will. And finally, in Plano, southbound 75. Just before 75. Sorry, just before Plano Parkway. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Legacy. Listen to Chris Ryan tomorrow afternoon at 12:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see the Toadies on March 28th at the Bomb Factory. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by NCAA March Madness. Tonight, storms, a low of 63. Tomorrow, some more rain and a high of 65. Right now, 75 and 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Song that I know that if I look at the strings, I can't play it.
But if you don't look at the strings,
I don't understand it. If somebody said, "Hey, how do you play La Bamba?"
Mm-hmm.
I think it starts on the fat G thingy, moving towards the red thingy.
Okay.
Close, that makes sense. We talked about that before.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way about certain songs, too. I don't understand either.
You just know it based on muscle memory, basically.
I guess, because that's probably the hardest riff that I know. It's Chuck and me, and Chuck's the one that throws in the...
Notes?
The notes and the whistles and the...
The music?
Chickens.
That's you.
Yes.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
This part's easy. It's just chords. Same chords as Good Lovin' by the Rascals.
And that's weird because in order to learn the song, you had to look at the strings to figure it out. It just at one point, I can no longer look.
If I look, I'm going to f*** this up.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to get into the groove. If I ain't in the groove, I can't play it.
So in other words, if
there are no other words. I can't explain it. I'm an idiot.
No, what I was going to say is.
I think idiot. I go with that one.
Well, and that's fine.
I mean, if you're playing Jeopardy, go with what is an idiot?
Will do. In other words, you couldn't. Start a like a band performance with that song.
I could if I could, as long as I knew where the first note was.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of have to let me guess. You have to kind of throw yourself into it. You kind of have to.
There is no throwing into it. It's the throwing into it kind of means leaning into a character or a mm-hmm. bit or something like that. If I lean into it. Then that means I'm getting too full. If
all
I'm
right.
too far into it, I'm thinking, I know how to play the song.
Mm-hmm.
To be leading into it is getting too cocky.
Okay.
That's the way I interpret that phrase.
Hmm.
That makes sense or not?
For you,
it's kind of like William Shatner kind of leaning into his character, you know, from Star Trek.
Yeah.
If you start playing things like this, even though it's the 90s.
Yeah.
You're leaning into the character. Kevin Pollak made that reference when he was on the show.
Okay. For me, I guess if I'm going to lean into something, and another way to look at it would be I'm leaning into it.
Well, you lean into Luke Bryan.
Yeah, where you're kind of
where you're egotistical,
hoping.
You think you're funnier than you are.
No, that's not true at all.
No, that's what it means.
No, it's called leaning into, trying. It's like, I'm going to lean into this and like I hope it's going to work.
No,
maybe.
That's not what that means.
Well, I'm just saying that's another way to look at it.
Well, I'm sorry. I've been in entertainment longer than you.
I was thinking physical.
That was two entertainers having an exchange right there. I gave him the spit slurp tongue. He gave me the finger.
Alfie, what's line one?
She's calling in about something that just happened to her on the road.
Yes, Caitlin.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I just got pulled over for speeding because I was trying to concentrate on your radio station that doesn't come in very well in Corsicana.
What happened?
I was just trying to, it's really fuzzy out there, so I was trying to concentrate on the show, and I guess I...
You get a ticket? You get a ticket?
No, I was just a warning.
Did you show your niece?
No.
Did you play with his weenie?
Oh, it's not, no.
That's it was
not.
A girl.
Really? Did you get our...
Did I get out of it?
No.
Yeah.
Did you do scissors?
Uh-huh.
Did you
no.
trip on the side of the road?
No. She did kind of seem like she went that way, though.
How fast were you going?
She said well over 70, but I don't know. I asked her how fast.
Speed limit's what?
I think it's 60.
Okay. So, why do you think she let you go?
I don't know. I had my military ID out, too, so.
Well, what does all this have to do with me?
Because I listen to your show, and I'm that dedicated.
Yeah, it sounds weird. It's like the... It sounds like the signal was weak, so she was speeding as if trying to get to the signal closer or faster.
We have no idea why you called, and since you don't know, then this will be a mystery.
All right. Well, that's fine. I just love your show.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Pedal the metal. We did scissors on the side of the road. She let me go. She gave me the field.
The field sobriety test?
Scissor test.
The roadside field test?
Let's see if we could bump He's right. Mm-hmm. I mean, normally you get those calls and it's like, your cop pulled me up.
Hello? Radio?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, I listened to the show. A cop pulled me over and he heard me listening to the show.
Oh, that's great.
And obviously he's a listener, so he beat me.
What? Why? If he's a listener too, then why would he beat you?
I don't know. Then he made me trip him, man, even though we're two guys. I don't know what the term is when two guys trip.
I don't either.
It got anything to do with bumping holes?
Probably.
Yeah, he made me do that. That's part of the field sobriety test. Obviously, I flunked it. Maybe my red eye was... I failed the gaze in the stack.
did he do the pin test on your red eye?
He did. He put it... He shined it on my a-hole.
Uh-huh.
And said, okay, folks.
And then it blinked.
Well, no, I turned my ass. He goes, you're not listening.
It's only funny to people who've had a field sobriety observation.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because I've been there. You're laughing at my pain.
Empathy.
What were we talking about during the break? Cheers.
Yes, cheers, yeah.
Because you were talking about, I said, this show is kind of a combination, not by design, but kind of a combination of a lot of things. Like Match Game from the 70s, which I watched as a kid. I didn't know everybody was all the celebrity panel. I didn't know they were drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of anything went.
Okay.
And then different types of shows where it was just kind of a gathering. Sort of like Friends, ensemble cast.
Yep.
And Cheers probably is kind of the closest, where everybody just is there. Drinking,
mm-hmm. enjoying each other's company.
Some listeners call in; we know their name.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some type of comfort in that scenario. And then somebody pointed out Kelsey Grammer played, Kramer. I don't know how many, not Kramer, Frasier.
Yes,
I don't know how many years, and then went on to his own sitcom, Frasier.
Yeah, it's one of those guys where you think it's amazing to have. A career that long on sitcoms, when most sitcoms don't last a month, he was on two, and his TV career was probably spanned 20 years, playing the same character.
Frasier Crane.
Yeah.
His wife, Lilith, did move with him to the series.
Not as a regular, but a couple of guest roles she did. But it was only a few times. They would refer to Lilith.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Woo.
The wicked beast. He always reminded me of Orson Welles.
Yeah.
With his delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when he would get upset and cheer. And it would be that low, deep. Well, everything was fine until that wicked, wicked beast ruined everything with her incessant nagging. Bitch! Okay. They're probably not going to let you adopt that kid now.
No, probably not. And it's probably a...
So they played Frasier Crane for 20 years?
Probably close to that, yeah.
Is that a record?
I can't think of...
I don't think Carol O'Connor... I know this is old people stuff. Screw you. Carol O'Connor played Archie Bunker like 71 into the 80s when they changed it to Archie Bunker's Place.
I didn't realize that he was on TV that long.
After Edith died.
Right.
They went on and they changed it to Archie Bunker's Place.
Okay.
Sanford and Son. No, not that long.
I think it's Richard Belzer in Law and Order.
That played the same character for the longest time?
Yeah, it was Detective John Munch.
Right.
He was on Homicide.
Was he the lead?
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was just a supporting...
I'll tell you what, Alpi, hold on. Dan, Google James Arness.
Okay.
Did I call you Dan or Danny?
You call me Dan.
No. Keep talking, Alpi. James Arness, Gunsmoke.
Gotcha.
Richard Belzer played Detective John Munch on Homicide: Life on the Street, which then transitioned to Law and Order, and then I think later Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
Okay. Did you play that character for how long?
At least 21 years, according to Wiki.
I'm not sure, but I think James Arness, and this goes back to the 70s, I think he's damn close playing Marshall Dillon.
Yeah, Marshall Matt Dillon.
In Gunsmoke. That had to be close to, I know it was over 20 years on CBS television.
Yeah. James Arness has the distinction. Okay, James Arness, American actor, known for portraying Marshall Matt Dillon in TV series Gunsmoke for 20 years. You got that.
Thank you.
He has the distinction of having played the role of Dillon in five separate decades. 55 to 75 in the weekly series, then in Gunsmoke.
From 1955 to 75.
One TV show.
That is sick.
In an era where they wanted more than just like 22 episodes per year.
Yeah, how many did they do back then?
I don't know. I think 26 was always kind of the top. Okay. But I think Gunsmoke was an hour series.
Ooh.
God.
That's a beating.
I hated it. My dad made me watch it, but I just remember promos and different things about CBS of Gunsmoke, longest running thing, 20 years. Man, after a while, wouldn't you get sick of Festus?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, damn, not today.
Yeah, you come down Festus with your limp. And even if you never watch the show, you probably get some of the references. Mm-hmm. Festus was the deputy.
Yeah, and a goofy ass hat.
Yeah.
What a real cowboy hat. It's some sort of like.
Rode a donkey.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is Gunsmoke?
Yeah.
Man, I didn't watch it enough.
It was either a donkey or a burro. I'm not really sure the difference unless you're going down the side of the Grand Canyon, then you want one.
I think I want a burro there.
But I don't think he had a horse.
Wow.
And he had a limp. Right. And he just come down the street going, "Bye, you." It's like, oh, shit, really? It's a retard. Didn't the Wolfstein gang get him yet? Sorry, made that up.
No. So anyway, Arness has the distinction of having played the role of Dillon in five separate decades, 55 to 75 in the weekly series, then in Gunsmoke, returned to Dodge in 87, and four more made-for-TV Gunsmoke movies in the 90s.
That man had to be 6'2", James Arness, because I remember seeing him in episodes. Regardless of who was in the shot, take his hat off, he's still a few inches taller than everybody.
He was not 6'2". This is under his military service in World War II, because, you know, in addition to being on TV for five decades, you had to go to war.
Well, they put short people around him.
They didn't have to. Arness wanted to be a naval fighter pilot, but he felt his poor eyesight would bar him. It turns out his height of 6'7"
damn,
ended his hopes, since 6'2" was the limit for aviators. He was too big for the damn plane.
My head keep hitting the roof.
We just cut a hole in the cockpit.
I stuck it out the top.
Instead, oh, this is terrible. Instead, Arness was called for the Army, reported to Fort Snelling, Minnesota.
Hang on, let me check. Anybody know who we're talking about? We say James Arness Gunsmoke.
I know.
Yeah.
Alfie?
I know Gunsmoke. I don't know James.
The main guy.
Okay.
He was huge.
Marshall.
Got
big
it.
Big guy.
The guy that they did the silhouette.
All right, I'm just checking. I'm just trying to run the demos in the room.
All right. So anyway, he reported to Fort Snelling, Minnesota in 1943. Arness served as a rifleman in the U.S. 3rd Infantry and was severely wounded during Operation Shingle in Anzio, Italy. According to his bio, he landed on the Anzio beachhead in 1944 as a rifleman. Because of his height, he was the first ordered off the landing craft to determine the depth of the water.
How deep is it, Matthew? Matthew, how deep is it?
Well, it comes up to my nipple, so I'm guessing about 5'3". They really had him go off first because he was the tallest.
Yes.
They couldn't throw off some stick, yardstick.
Hey, you're big. You go first.
Tell us, when you jump out, can you breathe? Because if you can't breathe, then we know it's at least 6'5".
That is terrible. You go first. Bam, you get shot. That's the other problem, being 6'7". It might be nice to help your team and your brothers know how deep the water is.
Yeah, but if you get off the boat and they see something that size come off, they're going, shoot that motherfucker from the ship. Because we don't know what's coming behind him.
He may be the little one.
Yeah, he may be the run of the litter.
He's coming out of the water.
Ha 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 ha!
actually milking material from something in the 65 years ago.
Oh, my God. I think he walked here from America.
He didn't have to take his ship. He just walked here. He's a dry land Godzilla.
You know, Peter Graves was his brother. From Mission Impossible.
I see that here, yeah. That's an impressive family. How tall was Peter?
I don't know, but I had no clue that
wow,
James Arness was 6'7". I just thought they put midgets around him.
And that's big. I mean, because back then, 6'7", that's
six,
like...
6'7", for a white guy in any decade.
Yes, it is. That was a large honky.
I'm surprised they didn't have him playing basketball in... Oh, man. I can't remember the name of the city. In Gunsmoke. It was a Dust Bowl Western.
Dodge City?
Yes.
There you go.
Part of the Dodge City Westerns. We're all white because it's the 1800s. Everybody else in team short.
Is it dry land Godzilla?
Is nobody else embarrassed about this? I mean, really, the whole reason for communicating the radio is to have some type of association with the audience, and we're talking about stuff that I barely remember.
But it's...
And I hated Gunsmoke. I remember it was an hour-long series. And that's a lot to shoot each week.
Yeah.
And to do it for 20 years. I think I'm impressed just by the fact of somebody's work ethic. I'm going to play Marshall. I'm going to do it until I'm done. Like I told Kibler, I'm here at the Eagle. It's not the Eagle anymore.
Mm-hmm. Or you die, which the two might go inside. Russ dead? All right, let's flip it.
All right, we're already close to being KMRL anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, flip her to K-Merl. Alfie, I want to take any of these.
Those are all people who are calling about getting out of traffic tickets.
Oh, well, since we're not on the topic, let's take them.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Steven. Yes, Jason.
Hello.
All right. What'd they want?
They were saying that they both had situations where the cop, I guess, was a listener and let them off with a warning because of it.
I don't know. If they were going over, let's say they were like borderline. Maybe you let them off.
Yeah.
10, 11 miles.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'd say if it's over 15 or definitely 20 and above, then you're probably going to get hit. I mean, get a ticket.
Oh, Everett got off one that he was going well over 20.
Was that because he was on his way trying to get to court?
He was. I forget the whole story. He swears he didn't bring up the show. But you know he did. Oh, I'm going to court. What are you, an attorney? Yeah. You defense attorney? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm a cop. I'm going to let you off.
Well, no. I'm not just any attorney. The rock and roll attorney.
I am Alfred Newton. Schmillip.
Do any of these sound effects sound familiar?
Would you like me to say, behold, Frutter?
As the officer approaches the vehicle?
I shall shred for you now. I still think he dropped the show's name.
No. I think the officer probably just came to the conclusion on his own after asking a few questions. Why in a hurry? Headed to work. Where do you work? Courthouse. What do you do? Lawyer? Yes.
What do you do when you're not being a lawyer? I'm on the Russ Martin Show.
and the
founder of the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation that supports the families. Police officers, firefighters have courageously fallen in line of duty, sir. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry for the salute. That's just habit. I would like to pay my fine here, sir.
move along.
Okay.
I'll let you off of the warning.
Okay, then.
Now that East Texas comes out.
Well, that's a standard effort line. All right, then.
All right, then. I don't think he said that.
He does.
Okay.
All right. Can we go?
Yeah.
Anything left?
Real quick, I've got a few people that have emailed or tweeted in. Bob Pittman's tequila is, depending on where you find it, it's $240 up to $280 a bottle.
Which is why I've never tasted it.
Yeah.
I probably will buy a bottle since he's our CEO.
Probably a good idea.
So when it comes to town, I can go, it's fabulous.
Are you thirsty, sir?
I've tried your tequila. Now let me try your Okay, I'm hitting the delay. Tell me now.
It's too late.
No, I can still hit it.
No, it's terrible. Shouldn't say that in the first place.
Well, this spooge may be tasty.
Ooh.
Oh, now we're offended.
Yes. Go back to James Harness, the Loch Ness Monster.
Were we done with him?
Yeah.
Read one more story and we'll go.
Okay. It is a fairly widely accepted rule that if you have sex with someone the first time you meet, you are not going to remain together.
It's my general rule.
That is yours. And that was a
because
true...
if they're that desperate.
You were
the,
so
the
wrong.
Larry David mentality. If they're that desperate.
Well, that was the rule back in the day. Before having sex, never mind. A new survey found half of people have had sex with someone the first night they met them, and one in three wound up going on at least one real date with that person.
That's not a long-term relationship.
No, but it's showing that people are open to the possibility. The main reason one-night stands can transition into real relationships is no one judges you anymore for having sex right away. 89% of men...
I just know I ain't going to spend extra money to get that whore in bed.
Done it once.
Yeah. Well, next night, well, I don't got to take her to some place like Three Forks or Silver Dollar or the, one of them saloons with Miss Kitty. Even though the floor show with Miss Kitty, and I don't know, remember the name of the saloon, but it's nice.
Okay. 89% of men and 83% of women say they wouldn't think any less of someone who had sex with them immediately.
I would.
Well, yeah, you're part of the 11%.
But I can't really say that I'm old school because I've gone through old school and new school of, hey, if it fits, you must have quit. First night. It's all right.
That actually loosely fits here.
I don't know. Maybe people, first date, there's a lot of conversation, a lot of communication that goes on long before the first date. So you already feel like you know the person.
Mm-hmm. Especially now because you can email, you can Facebook.
Which we didn't have when, you know, I was a kid in the 80s, 90s. But now you may feel like you know them better, so it's, all right, I think this is worth the gamble.
Right. But see, this actually mentions it's not necessarily sex on the first date. This says half of people have had sex with someone the first night they met them. So this could be someone you just hook up with.
Okay, then everything I threw out is useless.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I just saw them at the Rip Griffins, and they said no charge, so we went back to my truck. I've been on the road a long time.
You're pretty excited?
6 days.
Woo!
You don't say.
Yep. I'll make it home tonight.
Does it change your perspective at all if you met a chick out and you hooked up versus you hooked up on the first date?
Absolutely. If you met me the first night and you went home... or I went home with you and you let me screw you, you're a whore.
Isn't it possible?
You're a whore.
Isn't it possible?
If you let me screw you, I am not judging the rest of humanity. I'm saying if you let me screw you on the first night, you're a whore.
What if it's just out of this world fireworks, chemistry, whatever.
You
something you've never felt before.
Get to that level and in a meeting at a bar or a short say a couple hours. You have a nice long conversation. Normally, first few minutes, you could tell, do I want to talk to this person any longer? Then it goes from there. All right, we're kind of the same mentality. Then you play it along. No games. You just let it ride. Ride, let it ride. And see where it's going. Well, why wouldn't we go back to your place? Well, we can. And don't get me wrong. I'm going to f*** you. But you're still a whore. But I'm not going to call you a whore till after you let me f*** you.
Now let's go.
Yeah. Now let's go, whore.
Yeah, it'll work.
Because I've been 6 days on the road.
And you got places to go, places to be.
Nobody else? I mean, really, I use that as a template. If you go home with me and I just met you.
I think it's nice to be open to the possibility of, you know what, you just something happens, you just got to have it.
That's an ego thing. Oh, I have got to be one charismatic motherfucker.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I mean, like, you guys, like, you meet somebody else and then there's just this whatever chemistry, you can't explain it. Next thing you know, you're upside down on the ceiling.
I don't know. If it got to a certain
point. Thanks, Lionel. What?
If it got to a certain point,
trying to help.
There's all that, like, hey, me too. I'd be like, man, this ain't right.
No. You like air?
Yeah.
You like food?
I love it.
Do you like being outside?
Outside, my favorite.
Do you like people giving you compliments?
Yeah.
Oh man. Let's me too. I come from a long line of family that like good food.
Oof, man, that's bad.
And almost all of us love air.
Who doesn't love air?
I had an old lady in my family, Aunt Amphibian.
I'm so mad at you. Hit that button. This is so much shame.
Walk it off, bitch.
Yeah, for more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for the video and audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com. Quit looking at me like that. And AlfieCoy.com. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. You can also find us across all social media platforms. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190TalkRadio.com, where Rodney Anderson is up next. Amphibian.
I see you guys tomorrow.
The Metroplex.